Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hey, I just let you guys know, I know last week Crunch was supposed to run the keyboard, but I got stuck up in traffic. Yesterday, we had a problem with the Blog Talk Radio. A couple weeks before that, we had a problem with Blog Talk Radio. Dog's been having a problem. I've been having a problem. Every radio show is basically having a problem. We've been having a problem with stuff, with the Blog Talk. I'm going to give them a few chances because we both emailed. Dog got in contact with him. I got in contact with him. He said, we're going to see what we can do. And we actually turned around and said, if it doesn't go right after that, I hate to change it. I didn't want to change everything because I'm kind of stuck on my old ways. I kind of like noticed. We might end up doing podcasts because it seems like it might be the next best thing because right now, once it's out and there's nothing you can do. I could see the show ran yesterday, but I couldn't even get on. I couldn't host the show, couldn't do anything. If I wanted to open up your mic, I couldn't open up the mic because I couldn't even get in. I know a lot of people wanted to get on. A lot of people wanted to talk about what happened during the week and everything like that. So I understand a lot of it. But I hear a lot of stuff, and sometimes you guys really don't. I don't say nothing, but I got to get my hats off to y'all. Hats off to Team North. They really represented and showed what grudge racing is about. Even if some of those races that didn't happen that people wanted to see, you guys stepped up to the plate. You guys made races happen that day at the track, even though you didn't have one locked in. And that's the thing about a show. When you go to a grudge event, everybody's really coming for a grudge. You know, you're looking for a race. And that's what I want to see. You don't have to be worrying about that, hey, this race didn't happen or that race didn't happen. As long as everybody else is doing their thing, you don't mind losing a couple of races when you got some more action filling in the seats. There's something else going on. So that being said, my hat's off to him. You got to give a man credit what credit is due. Gordo did his thing. You know, went out there. For anybody to go out there and with the car and step up to the plate, instead of he could have just turned around, took the first win, and we're done with it. No, he went back out there. So heck with that. He came to put a show on. He came to run. He went back out there and raced again. So my hat's off to him. Hats out to Racing Jason. You know, whether he lost or not, he went out there and he tried to get his stuff right. And, you know, it didn't work out for him on that race. But, hey, my hat's off to him. He went out there to go grudge. I got a lot of guys out there that I look, that I seen that came out. The Long Island boys, they did the thing. Buddy Nix went out there and he did his thing, ran against Chris Langhorn from Virginia, and Chris did his thing. You know, those guys came out there and they ran for a good penny too. So just to let you know, you know, those guys are what you turn around, the unsung heroes. I hear everybody giving credit, you know, saying Halsey saved the grudge game and blah, blah, blah. No, it didn't. You guys did it. The racers did it. So that's what I'm not going to – I'm happy he gave the track a facility, but a lot of everybody else do it too. They give their facility to try to help the grudge game. But what really made it happen was those guys that went out there and raced that day. Those are the guys that – the unsung hero. That's what I call you guys. The ones that made it happen, because if it wasn't for you, they would be saying the grudge game was weak and dead. It was none of that. You guys did your thing, and I'm proud of you. I'm just saying, you know, you get credit where credit is due. And I'll tell you, there were some guys out there that went out there, and I'm telling you, they did their thing, and I'm going to hats off to you. Hats off to you, every last one of you guys. And just to see it go out like that, I know nobody wants to say it. Sometimes I hate to say it, but you guys looked it real good. And that's what you want to see when you start doing stuff like that, racing like that, and forget the politics and all the other crap that's going on. Everybody see it. Everybody knows about it, you know. And there's certain things that should be said and certain things that shouldn't be said. And that should be spoke about it. And we put on blast. There, you know, certain things need to be put on blast. There's certain things that don't do that we see in the grudge game that hurts the grudge game. Now, you guys can move on with it and keep it going so we keep it grudge. But you also need to stop some of the other ones that are doing the bull, because those are the ones that hurt the grudge. One bad apple, and all of a sudden everybody wants to say grudge is dead or this ain't no good, I quit, and I ain't doing it no more. No, don't do that. Don't quit because of somebody else. Keep doing your thing. So that's what I want to say about the grudge game. It really stood up. You know, I was hoping to see I wanted to see the Jeff Rogers and Mike Lang race go down, but it didn't happen. But, hey, things happen. I don't know the whole situation. But all in all, there were guys out there. I can tell you some stories because they called me up. You know, whether Big Andy Harris is out there. And I'm going to let him come on here later on today and let him tell you how he came out there to try to open up and liven up the grudge. But, you know, these guys don't tell you that their stuff. But that's what about the grudge is. He came out there. He had four cars that was with him. And he didn't make a pass with the cars. But he said, well, I'm in the lane. Heck with it. He went right up there and he asked a few people, let's just go ahead and do it. Whether you got a turbo car, nitrous car, whatever. Let's just do it. And any two cars can race. Now, he came out here, his mouth, and told me himself. He asked for a turbo car to give him one and one. And they denied it. And I'm saying, wow, you know, I couldn't believe Andy doing something crazy like that. But, hey, all in all, that's the grudge racing about it. Any two cars can race, like they said. So I'm proud of you, and I'm happy to hear our guys standing up from Team North, standing together, and being proud to be enjoying working out there and trying to get something going on. We got something else in the works. I just ain't saying anything yet. I got something big coming in. I just trying to push it all through. I know you guys have been waiting around and waiting around. They keep asking me what I'm going to do, what I'm going to do. And right now, I'm basically working on this cancer thing also, because I got to take care of that regardless. And we're going to get the thing the way it's supposed to be, the right way. And I'm glad you guys are doing your thing. So don't turn around and get discouraged, guys. And when somebody wants to turn around and say something, you know, hey, look around you and see who the guys was out there doing their thing. You know, I'm happy for the guys that went out there and ran. Whether you won or you win or lose, it didn't matter. You went out there and you tried something. You went out gambling. Not no gimme race, nothing like that. Don't get me wrong. Some of those races, people thought they had a gimme and got surprised. That's what I can tell you. I'll say it like it is. And a lot of other guys want to say it. But the problem is, they're scared to say it on the radio. How about that? Or scared to say anything because they're scared they're going to offend somebody. But grudge racing, if you ain't got thick skin, you shouldn't be in the game. Another thing is, and I'm going to say it how it is, I'm going to say exactly what Pro Stock Joe said a long time ago, and a lot of people need to listen to it. They don't want to give another man credit. I'm going to give him credit. He said, just like this, if you don't push sin, it's not a lock-in. So if you don't send the money through, guess what? It's not a lock-in. So everybody that sometimes you turn around and you got these guys talking and crazy stuff like this here, and then at the end they want to argue and fuss over some money. You know what? I already had a lock-in already. So that's why I said last year, this year too, started out acting a lot, but it rained out. I didn't advertise a lot of the races. I could have put a lot of the races out there. But if I don't know you got that money up, I'm not doing it. I don't want to hear that fake stuff. I don't want to hear somebody say, oh, yeah, we locked in. Then I'm going to get there. Oh, I didn't say that. I said, we might have the call using words around. No. Lock it in, get it over with, and be done with it. So I want to ask you guys, I'm just saying the golden rules of grudge racing. And I'm going to ask a few people that come on here tonight. Let's see what they say. What should be some of the rules that should be down? A lot of guys that turn around seem like they want to reinvent the wheel, and that's what happened. But all I can tell you was those guys that went out on the races that did those races that day, they didn't reinvent no wheel. They went back to the old school, the old way how you grudge race. There's a difference, a big difference. And that's what we're talking about. That's the real grudge. Don't try to reinvent the wheel and be like street outlaws and all this crap. Everybody knows the deal, bro. Ain't nobody hard to see what's going on. Let's go back to the old ways and having fun with it. You know, years ago, when you used to race on the street, a race is a chase. If you jump that flag, man, guess what? And that man follows you, that race was on. Now they tell you red light. I want to know how the heck you can tell with your eye. So let's be real. That's the problem with everybody. Want to change something around. We got it a better way. Ain't no better way. Two cars can race. They set their rules. And the rules go by rules. No changing, no nothing. That's it. Done deal. When you start getting other people involved and some of them don't even have a car or never raced and want to tell you how to race, it'll never work out. But I got to say, I looked at the ones that went out there and did their thing. Those are old school racers that came out there and said, we got something. Or don't get me wrong, you had some of them that thought they had something sweet. It's the whole deal, but I'm happy that everybody went out there, did their thing, they came back, and I do have a couple guys that want to come on later on, and I know Jeff Rogers wanted to get on here. I'm going to call a few people in, too. I'm going to make sure. I need Slick on here. I need him in here. I need a few people. I want some of the old school guys to come up here and give me some golden rules, what they think. So, hey, Slick, if you out there or whatever, come on, hit that one button. Come on in here. I want a few of the guys to come out there. I want Flex to come out here because I know Flex, you know, we talk back and forth. And I need Short Dog, the whole crew. You guys got more input than anything else. You guys know how to turn around and say what you got to say. There's a lot of people that want to say things but scared to say something. Stand up and get a backbone, y'all. It's doing good. Y'all doing good now. You need to get flushing out the weak ones, and hey, the strongest coming back to the top. Looking good. Looking really good. This one might I got to call him first. I told him I got to get him on here. So hold on 1 second because I got to make sure if Jeff Rogers is on here yet. He did ask me. He wanted to get in just for a second. Hold on 1 second. Jeff Rogers, you want to hit that one button? Uh-oh. Don't tell me this thing is going acting haywire again. And just to make sure, I know the guy called me up yesterday when I was trying to get the show on. Let me just let you know about Blog Talk Radio. You don't talk to a person. It's automatic tell or whatever. So when you guys call me and I was trying to do the show, trying to get it on, Dog was doing the same thing. Everybody calls you. So if you call your phone or whatever, it knocks it off. So now you got to start and call back again. Otherwise, it doesn't. You couldn't push the number in and tell them what's wrong. So you had to go back and forth. So when everybody was calling me, even though I was just trying to work on it, Dog had his problems for the last 2 or 3 days. They turned around and gave a month free for Dog. I'm going to see what they're going to do for me. Marcus Wongus is on here, too, I think. I think he's on here. As a matter of fact, I just got to make sure because it's just hit the one button. Somebody hit the one button for me. I just want to make sure that the board is like. Okay, I do. I think I got Anthony. Make sure this is Anthony. How you doing, Ghetto Cowboy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good evening, everybody. Good evening.
Okay. All right. You were there this weekend. You know, you had a good time, right?
I had a great time. It was a good time. Good energy. It was good. Good racing. Track looked good.
Yeah. And what do you have to say about Team North there?
Team North did good, man. Team North did really good. I have to put, you know, shout out to Gordo. He did a good job. You know, he won, you know, his races. He did a good job. I have to give him props for that. Team North looks strong, man. I think we need to keep on, you know. We look good. We look good.
Yeah, that's
we
all.
Look good.
It's, you know what? All it took was one person to start stepping up to Clayton and everybody else stepped up. Everybody can do. Don't say that you can't. You know, when you say you can't, you know what that means. That means you won't try. So that's the difference between can't. You know, that's something that's not supposed to be in your vocabulary, can't. Never let nobody say you can't do this or can't do that. So
that's right.
That's how I look at it. It's more to it. I gotta make sure, but I know how's my friend James doing? You know, I was sending prayers to him also. You know,
he was doing good. Him and his wife Amelia came. They came on Friday evening. They stood Saturday. Watched some racing. He's doing well. He's getting there. You know, slowly but surely. You know, so we'll probably be out mid-season with the car. He's doing good. He's there. He's enjoying the racing, you know. Cecil was good. It was really good.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna put this out there because there's a lot of guys out there right now. And it's, you know, like people just don't know certain things that's going on in their life. And you know, whether they're sick, some of our races are old school ones. And a couple of new school. Been out there sick, so said prayer, look out for, you know, if you just, hey, grab the phone one time and say, hey, how you doing? Because you'd be surprised how many people out there would love to hear your voice. And we'll keep it moving like that. I just want to let you guys know, you know, like I said, ever since the 22nd of March and everything, I went down there, you know, I've just never been the same with my back, but with the stuff going on. But I'm hanging in there. Now, I'm going to make it through, so I'm going to be good. And there's a lot of other guys out there, racers that do even worse than me, but they're hanging in there and they're having fun. They love it. When they can see they're having fun, you'll bring everybody back. So I'm happy to see it. I got to get this guy on for a minute, but King, because I know King asked me also about if anybody is in the area. He has something going on also. He asked me. And I got no, you know, like I said, anybody want to go ahead and shout their thing out there, go ahead. I'm going to get this. And Marcus I'm supposed to get, I got to get him on. CJ also, they wanted to get me on. They're talking about they got something going on. I just want to make sure they can get their stuff in through. I'm happy to see everybody turning around and having a good time laughing about things finally. And that's it. What are you looking for, Antoine? Come on, hit that one button and let me see what you're talking about. You text me. You got to come on here and tell me what you're looking for. Let me see what you're texting.
Yeah,
I got to read the text.
If we do like another show or so there, it'll be great. Because a lot of people from the north really don't want to travel, but I think that's their sweet spot right there.
Well, I'm not going to.
There's some
going to
travel and
that.
There's some that won't.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say that because I'm not going to tell you everything, but everything would just happen. But we had a little something meeting with some of us, and they really wanted to. They want to explore something different. Let's just say.
Gotcha.
And I'm not going to take it away from nobody, but it's already been done. It's said, it's done, it's happening. Like I said, the bus is happening and everything else is happening because everybody wants to do it. So that's what we did. And it's going to be going through. You'll see it real soon. I just didn't say anything. But it will be on, and it'll be on and popping and having some fun. They wanted it. Whether I know there's a couple girls on here right now, Sherry and their crew, they all asked for it. They all want to go back to where they had the good time, how we used to go down there, and they're looking forward to it. And basically, I just told them I just wasn't doing like I used to. And, I'll keep the same two things or whatever, like I said, and I'll keep them in the loop and keep it going. There's certain things that go and certain things that don't go. But like I said, they ask me. And it's going to be something bigger than what you think going on. Something's going to happen, and I ain't saying nothing until it's going through. And I know for sure we're going to Indiana like they were going. That's a planned trip already. It's done. So that deal is set in stone.
Well,
so that's going
to go. You hit me out in the back line. I need the dates for that one.
Yeah. So then we're doing a little traveling, like I said. And whether it's me, June, they already called me up. We all talked back forth. Everybody got on the line. We did our little conference thing. And I know certain things they like, certain things they don't like. And I like how they do it. I like when they turn around and want to have some fun with it and race. And they in for the rah-rah. No drama. Let's go out there and race, have fun, talk trash, and that's it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So that being said, what it is, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for all of that stuff. And I just saw your number came up for a minute. Antoine, so hit me back again. Hit that one. It came up and then it went out. I think you clicked it back out. I seen the number come up. It just popped on the screen and popped back out. So hit that one button, Antoine. I know you just hit me up. I think it was 7200. That's what I thought I saw. And I don't see it back on the screen. But hold on once again. I got to make sure this guy gets on this phone because if he don't, he's going to be cussing me out. He told me he wants to be on here. He asked me. And that's the main reason why I really put it back on to make sure this guy could get through. It wasn't my fault yesterday or 2 or 3 weeks ago, the same thing with the Blog Talk Radio. Like I said, if it doesn't work this time, like I gave him the email. Dog gave him 202. Dog had the same problem. Everybody had it. I had one person say, well, why keep putting out that you haven't shows and you don't have it? Well, you know what? If Blog Talk Radio is broke, what do you want me to do, call you from a cup? I'll say it just like it is. That's how I feel. It's just like sometimes people, they don't realize you already pay for the show and you can't have it. Why would I pay for something and then call people not to have it? It's already paid for. Everything's paid for by the month. Comes out of my pocket every time, so I want to have the show, whether I'm here or not. If I'm not here, I'll put somebody else on the show to get the show going. Mike Tweet called me up, everything called me, he knew what to deal with. So now I want the thing to go through, let everybody start getting on. Jester is going to call in a little bit, so he just texted me. And what I'm trying to get, I wanted the bad mouth come on because I know they said they're calling somebody out also. They wanted to call somebody out. So you wanted to call them out. You got the chance to call them out now. I put the show on. You guys go on here. You know, let's see what you're about. I know you guys came off the trail and ran somebody down there that day with Bam Bam. But now I think you said you want to run somebody else. So I want to see what who they're talking about. And like I said, don't go out here and tell me you're going to push in and you don't push in. If you ain't ready to lock in, don't talk about lock in if you're ready. If you ain't ready to put that button out there and push that button, put that money on the wood, something on the wood, hey, guess what? Ain't no need going. You know, you're wasting everybody else's time. Let everybody go ahead and they want to race and can them keep going with it. I mean, you know, you make your agreement and do what you got to do. You know, you got some guys that turn around and just take the fun out of it, you know, and we ain't out taking the fun out. We're going to keep it rolling like it's been rolling. That's going to be good if you keep doing that. And then it doesn't have to be a lot of money. Let's just say that. There's a lot of races that didn't go for a lot of money, but they had fun with it. That's the deal. Let me make sure that Steve just came back. Let me open up his mic now. 443-7200. The mic is open.
What up, Joe?
What's going on, Antoine?
Man, not much, man. What's going on, fellas?
Tell me
hold on. I'm waiting for one person to text me real quick. That's why I got off, because he got a little shaky. This don't have nothing to really do with me. I'm the mediator trying to put shit together because people don't speak for people. But there's one car I'm trying to get him to go. But there is a couple lockers that should be announced tonight on this show. If you don't mind, just bear with us for a few minutes and we might have a little good time.
No, go ahead. You can.
I mean? Just give me a couple minutes.
No,
a couple minutes and wait for
that.
Him to shoot me, hit me back. It was a pleasure, you know, seeing that little Bart Simpson hit ass goddamn ghetto cowboy this past weekend, you know what I mean? Over there chopping it up with him, having a good time, you know what I mean? For those of y'all that came down that I saw, you know what I mean? I salute you. You know what I mean? I salute y'all, you know what I mean?
These guys.
Hey, you know, hey, ghetto cowboy, you know it's me, man. You know it's me.
No, we had fun.
Oh, yeah, we definitely had a good time.
It was
good
to see you guys.
Time, you know what I mean? Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? You're going to be seeing us a lot more here soon, so. Yeah, this whole tight. And then, you know what I mean? If Jericho Joe ever jumps out there, we definitely going to be seeing him soon, too. I'm just telling y'all what's going on. That's all, you know. I'm going back on mute, you know what I mean? Put my phone on mute because I'm going to be a good boy tonight, not a bad boy.
Hold on. Listen,
I'm on mute, Cowboy.
Up,
Cowboy, I'm on mute. I don't hear
Antoine,
him, Cowboy.
Hold up, Antoine.
I'm going
you
on mute.
You said if I jump out. You got to tell
I'm on mute,
you
Cowboy. I'm on mute. I don't hear him, Cowboy. Cowboy, I don't hear him. I'm on mute, Cowboy.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
see,
Cowboy.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. See what happened with these guys?
I'm just messing with you, Joe. I'm just messing. You know we're going to get it on. You know, with us. And that's one thing I can actually say I love, you know, when we race you. It ain't no fucking feelings. Either we win, you win, goddamn it. Well, you going to hold this against me. You know what I mean? We drink beer, you know, eat food and stuff, and have a good time. I know you're going to hold that against me because I know what you get ready to say.
No.
But, yeah,
I,
you know
listen,
what I mean?
I ain't mad at you. I know.
But I got
good.
You. I'm going to take care of you.
Y'all owe me the next dinner.
Yes, I do. I do.
I'm good with it.
Yes.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you what I do, okay? Now, since you owe me the dinner now, give me two of those big crab cakes like they had last time. We're going to call it even.
Oh, shit. That ain't a problem, man. Ain't a problem. You
I'm
tell me
you
come
you,
95
big,
south. You tell
I
me
love that.
When you come 95 south.
I love these crab cakes I seen, man. Woof.
Yeah, you
I
tell
mean,
me
that,
when you come.
That is something, man.
Listen,
Joe. I'm actually coming out there to watch King George. You know, I told you about that.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Which weekend is that?
I think it's May 5th. I'm supposed to be there. May 5th.
That's the following weekend.
Yeah.
Joe, this is no lie. You know they say people say softball-sized crab cakes, right? You know, so some people say they got softballs, right? Take a softball some people were down here in Maryland, some people tell you they have, like, softball-sized crab cakes. Well, take a softball, add another half to it. That's how big that damn crab cake was. It was damn near about 4 to 6 inches tall. And I can send you a picture of me cutting it open. I had to eat it in quarters.
And listen,
it was so
I'm not
going
to lie to
you. Yeah.
Just, just sent me a thing out here, sent me all these crab cakes, and I'm kind of like just spoiled on that stuff, man. I just so can't wait to get another one of them things. Them things are good. if anybody had one, you didn't know what I'm talking about. And being real about, you know, just having fun with it, having fun with the race. Hopefully we get the little race off with maybe Lil Wonder and them or whatever, and again or
yeah.
Whoever. You know how we do it. I got no problem on that.
I'm going to send you this picture right now to your phone.
I'm thinking about we're trying to do something with the quarter mile. That's what we want to mess around quarter mile a little bit. So I'm just going to tell you real about it. And then, you know, we're going to have fun with it regardless. But hold on a second. I see Marcus on here right now, too. Let me make sure I open his mic up. 443-7807. Your mic is open. Marcus, is that you?
Marcus,
your mic is open.
Yeah, that's
443-7807. You got that Crown Royal bottle stuck up. That's what's going on. You can't talk right now.
There you go, John. Just
Crown,
whatever
that.
I just sent it to you. I just texted it to you.
Oh, you text something to me?
Yeah. Now you see how big the platter is, and look at it now. Look at that. That's a better give you a better eye of what it is.
Oh wow, yeah, no, that's a lot of meat there. Yeah, we good with that. We good. Yeah, I'll go with that. I go with that all day long. I don't want no bread. I just want the crab cake. No bread. Oh yeah, we talking about that. That's what I'm talking about. I'll definitely be there. And we
got to start putting that in the sticks. You know what I mean? When we race, we got to buy each other crab cake.
Yeah. Hey, ain't no problem. You know how we do, man. Yeah, I'm definitely good with that. We have some fun with it. We'll definitely have some fun with it.
I also want to clear something up real quick. Because I didn't hear a whole lot of stuff. Listen, guys, some of these rumors is just dumb. You know what I mean? There was a rumor out there that Young Sting wasn't going to be at the track. This, that, and the third. Listen, I'm going to clear all this shit up. That man was trying to go. I'm calling it how I see it and what I know. You know what I mean? I even helped try to get him straight. That man was trying to go. And I give him credit. Car looks good. You know what I mean? And I salute Lamar Jackson. But the man was trying to go. So all that dumb stuff, these rumors, man, come on, man. Guys, cut some of this shit out, some of the shit that I heard. But just let y'all know, man, hey, he was TTG. He was TTG, and that's the first time
me
and Mark talked in a long time.
They're gonna run on him every time, anyhow, until he races. So that's all they're going to do. They're going to ride him.
I believe that.
Until he races somebody, they're going to ride him. So he kind of – Mark been through it already. Mark got tough skin, so he know how it's going to be. He know them guys going to ride him. So, you know, I'm just glad he go ahead and, you know, I got to see the burnout and everything on it, you know. But, you know, it is what it is, you know. Can't say nothing until he runs, until he races. That's all. Hopefully, you know, maybe he can get it locked in again and try to run again. But right now, you know, it is what it is. But we'll see what happens, you know.
Do you think that race will happen again, Joe? Between them same individuals?
I don't think so. I got my reason why I think it ain't gonna happen. But if it do, it'd be a miracle. Hold on, wait a minute, I see the number here. It might be him right now. Hold on, let me see. I'm gonna open the mic up and see. 770-7078. Your mic is open.
What up, man? It's Boogie.
What's going on?
Oh,
buddy?
That's shaky motherfucker. Boog.
What's up?
Ain't shit, driver.
What's going on with you?
No, I ain't doing. I'm up in Jersey, man.
Okay.
Yeah. What's happening, fellas? Y'all talking about rumors?
Not much. How's everything?
That's all the good is getting built on is rumors. Rumors and gossip.
Yeah. Yeah.
All it's built on, man.
So what? You got something? You want to get something off? Or you want to say something, straighten something out, or what you want to do?
No, you know my name be tying everything. I'm worse. Look, my name is worse than Mark Jackson, boy, and I don't do shit. I just sit back and just let this niggas talk.
Okay.
I just showed you, boy. Lies carry more distance than the truth.
That's what mama say. A lie is quicker than the truth.
Yeah, but you got to remember, they told me, you tell the truth, the truth is like a double-edged blade, you know, cut both ways, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you got two lies, you got one person telling the truth, that truth is stronger than two lies. Everybody know that.
Yeah.
You got to keep making stories up when you lie.
That's true. I made my mind. I'm done with it, bro. I'm just done with it. This shit bad.
What you mean you're done? You done with racing or what you doing?
Oh, no, I ain't done with racing. I'm just done with certain kind of racing. Or certain situations, I'll say.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, man.
I'm always going
as long as you're having fun with it. I know
that's
I was
right.
Gonna, I gotta make sure Kane get on here too, because I know he got a race going on. He's talking about. Yeah, he get on. I try to get in touch with him, but didn't grab it. So we'll see what happens. But hold on a second, because I know these guys are steady hitting the mic. Let me just make sure I open up some more of these mics. 484-8596, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, what's going on? This is Silver Hawk.
Not much. What's going on now? How's everything?
What's up, Silver Hawk?
Hey, all that I want to know, Joe, who that just came on just sounding like a motherfucker pimp? Who that
what
just
talking about?
Get up there,
what are you talking about?
Voice on there trying to sound like a pimp.
That's what happens, Silver Hawk, when you sleep all damn day, boy.
Who the hell, Boogie?
Yeah, man. I'm tired.
Well,
you know how they when a truck beat you down, boy. Change your voice, change your look, change everything about you.
Yeah, I go to sleep then.
Yeah.
Silver Hawk, what you doing for it? What are you doing for it?
I hit work it. That's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. Right.
Won't be. Yeah, won't be long. You
huh?
Be stepping out there too. Won't be long, boy. You be doing some action out there too.
Well, it ain't on my mind right now. You know.
Oh yeah.
Why not?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's it. That should be.
Uh-huh.
I know you love racing, man. Why you ain't trying to come back out right now? What's happening?
Man, you know how the trucking shit is right now.
Oh, he's what? Trucking side. Oh,
yeah.
Trucking side. Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know how it is right now.
Oh, yeah, it's bad, boy.
Yeah, real bad.
Well, you know what? Since y'all old school and everything, you know, y'all see my little post there, you know, what are some of the golden rules that y'all think for drug racing is to keep the golden rules? What kind of rules that we got to keep straight?
Have a deposit man is down the middle. Have a DP man is down the middle.
That's
number one.
Okay.
That's number one. First one.
Yeah.
Put a DP up. Please put a D up. DP up. And remember your steps.
Well, you should write them down, you know what I'm saying, so everybody can see them or text them down and make sure everybody sign off on them or whatever. But one of the main things you just said is put the DP up. Because these days people are saying that, you know, if we holler lock on both sides, it don't mean nothing no more.
Right. And another thing, too, is, you might go talk to that person that you locked it in with or whatever. If that DP man don't know nothing on that day or whatever, he going to go on the same thing he posted had on that first time.
That's true.
And a DP man go by what the contract was told to him.
Right.
Can't nobody change the contract but the both two guys. That's all to it.
Yeah. That's true.
Can't nobody change.
One can't call in and say this, and the other one call in and say this. He got to have both of them on the line at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I agree to that.
You can't change nothing without the DP man. You know that. That's what I was told.
Because the words ain't shit. The word ain't shit.
I don't care if I don't care if both of you guys was the one talked on the side because he didn't hear it. He can't change it. That's all.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's 100% right. That's right.
You can't change nothing.
No,
so
and that's
heard,
why you gotta. That's why you have
you
to.
Go by it.
Tip your, or I'm gonna say tip your DP man, but give him a nice percentage, man. Just make sure, because he got a lot of headache. It's a lot of crap, you know, because everything will always go smooth, and it puts him, you know, puts a DP man in the middle to try to solve something out, you know, say work something out or whatever. But it puts him in the middle, so you know every race ain't gonna go smooth.
The DP man got to be real strong. I mean, when I say strong,
he got to be strong.
He got to stand on what he say right then, you know. Don't let nobody put shit in his head and stuff like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't put on no DPs. I'm done with that DP world. If I catch you, I'm going back to old school. I used to be back in the day. Catch ass at the track, he's going down.
Yeah, that's true, too. But, you know, DP used to be out here a long time ago. You know, people in the north, we put up DPs and stuff like that. And we don't do that shit a week later or whatever. They put the DP up right there. Once that money touched another man's hand with DP man's hand, that's a lock right there. We never say lock, this. Once that money touched the hand, that's a lock.
That's what I'm saying. They done changed the game, man. A lot of them, you know, so they ain't sending that money no more. It's just it's a verbal lock. You can't do verbal locks to people that ain't meant folks, man.
Yeah. But if people allow people to do that right there, I blame that on the people that say lock. You know? If y'all ain't putting no money up, that's y'all dumb ass.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. That's y'all dumb ass.
Yeah.
Well, I'm done with it. I am.
Man, it's over with me. I made a whole lot of changes in the last 48 hours.
Go ahead, give it to you.
If
you locked in a thousand, you get a thousand. One of y'all gonna get a thousand and one of them back out. That's all.
But see, the issue with the DP is, you know what I mean, a lot of these races getting locked with no money up. Some people's word is good, and I can say that there are some people's word that is good, but then you have some people's word don't mean shit. So when you have a situation that comes down where, you know, no money's up, it comes down to, you know, integrity. And I hate to say it, but you know what I mean? And the way I look at it right now, there ain't no game integrity in this damn grudge game because everybody's word don't mean shit nowadays.
That's right.
Yeah. So you got to know who you race. I can just count on probably on both of my hands how many people I can actually lock in without having to put a deposit up. And neither one of us got to worry about the other person messing with another person or the other party or anything else like that. You don't get those guys anymore. They don't stand firm on who they are.
Mm.
So what I'm saying is it ain't too many men out here now. It's too many women. That's what I'm saying in so many words.
Yeah, but it only takes one person to do it. Once that one person he did it. That guy did it. That guy did all that shit follow right behind each other. I'm like, what the hell going on?
Yes.
It only takes one person to do it.
Yes.
You know? Everybody trying to have a loophole in this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you also got to realize a lot of people want to front for the social media. They want to get on here, act like they're Billy Badass, and goddamn it, then when it comes time to put that money up, it's all types of complaints and crying and stuff. Nah. Have that same energy, with put it in the positive. You want to lock it in and be all famous for the book, right? Put that money up.
Once they hating the phone up, they turn around and say, oh, man, I'm fucked up, huh? That's what they did.
Yep. Yep.
They say, what the hell I go out there and do some shit like that for? I'm fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, I know a few people that done did that before. Done locked in the wrong thing and didn't realize what they locked in. And they either paid the deposit, you know what I mean? Or they turned around and went out there and got the head chopped off.
That's what I say. You gotta know what you're doing. You gotta know what you're doing. And know what your steps mean. Jesus Christ.
Sometimes
that
you gotta
also
have,
stops a lot of racists.
You know what? What they say, some people got mouthpieces that talk to them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong, I've seen guys lock in a race and they don't realize what they locked in.
Correct.
So some people talk, I got to get my lawyer. Let you talk to my lawyer. He don't want to talk for a car. But just remember, if your lawyer talking for the car, that's the person that he locked in with. So if that person turned around and said he locked in all that there, the money, you don't, the locking go to that man. That's what it's going to. That's what it is. Whatever the steps was, whatever they worked out together, that's what they happen. I mean, I know somebody locked in somebody else's car one day and had no permission locking in the car. And we got to the track. And he said, I got this, man. We got this race locked in. He said, you ain't got nothing in my car. You ain't got nothing. You better pay that man because you ain't own nothing in my car. And what it was they had swapped the motor already and they wasn't showing nothing. But this guy, somebody else decided to lock in, got nothing to do with the man's car, locked the race in. And what happened was, I'll tell you straight up, one car had a straight head, one had a cannon. That was the difference. But this guy was going by, are we going to run you with a 23-degree head motor? Come find it, he ain't had no 23. You know what I mean? The guy was going to let everybody know that was none of his business. But this dude locked in the race, talking about, well, you're going to lose your money. Guess what? He lost his $500 right there. I'll never forget that. But that's how it is. Some of these guys want to. You got a lot of guys out there want to talk to somebody else's car. Now, if you lock in, you're on your own. If you're locked in, you don't want to be responsible for that lock in. You the one did it. Guess what? Somebody back out. That's on you. I just feel sorry for you when you do stuff like that. But all in all, listen, hopefully we can learn a lot from some of those mistakes that everybody made and keep it rolling. You know, that's what we have to do. I mean,
Joe,
right now,
it's getting bad, Joe. It's getting bad.
Huh?
It's getting bad.
Hey, Boogie, didn't me have this conversation about weeks back? Didn't me just have this conversation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
tell me
one reason why it get bad.
I mean, it's evident. It's just look and put your ears to the ground.
I'm not going to lie to you. What I seen, like I seen Team North this week just went out there, and I ain't going to lie. They went out there, they did their races. The guys that did their races, you know what I'm saying? I was impressed
That's at the track, though, Joe. That's at the track. Well, now, okay, then let's take it off the track. Let's go to social media. Let's look at all the live feeds. Look at all the gossip. Look at all the words. Come on. You think people that
that's
just
fake.
Regular Joe people, spectators don't
all
see
of
it.
All of that is
tweet.
Fake. That's fake. All of that right there is fake.
Well.
Yeah, straight fake. It's fake and lying.
Everybody know, listen. Listen, a man, listen, I'll say it. I don't care. I'll say it straight out. I know somebody went back and said a lie. Antoine know, all of them know. And I got up on Marcus' show because I heard it. And I got on there and said what I said. And I challenged everybody to come on. And we'll get the lie out. Because, you know, the problem is when people lie, like I just had it on their show. I said, you know it's a lie. If I know it's a lie, and I turn around and stand and let it keep going, I'm just as bad as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You have to lie in the blood if you want to keep it going. You know how it is.
I mean,
if I
okay.
If somebody
well,
says something bad on Antoine and I know it ain't true, I'm going to say, nah, man, that ain't true. That ain't how it went. And be done with it. It'd be nipped in the bud. But to me,
yeah, some,
everybody wants drama sells. That's all.
Right.
That's all it is.
That's
I hate
it.
To say it. They want it. They do it for the likes. Let's just say that. How about this? Doing it for the likes and the attention. I mean, myself, we can go without that drama. Listen, I've seen some stuff. I've seen some races. And it humbled some people. Let's just say it humbled some people. And they went out there and they did their thing. And no problem. You can't take it away from the man. They let the cars talk. They talk trash about the car. They humbled a lot of people. You know, you guys can say what you want to say. But there's people, some people got humbled out there. Couldn't say a word.
But,
some people
Joe,
called
Joe,
people out
this.
And couldn't say
let me
a word.
Ask you this, Joe. Antoine. See, I don't know. Did y'all see Live Free Live Free what Monday night?
No, nah, I can't say I do.
I got on and off of it.
Me myself. This is me. I'm just gonna say, like they know
hey,
I don't like to really
hey,
talk
hey,
a lot.
Hey, Long Island,
really
Thomas, he's on. King Carolina, so he's
okay.
On. Yeah, so he up there.
Yeah, right. All right, I hear the man.
Go ahead, Antoine.
Yeah, I saw some. I was jumping on and off. Cause I had to get on my other pages to see the daggone live feed. You know what I mean? I was
yeah.
going back and forth, just to see what was
so
going
you,
on.
So did you catch the ending?
Which part?
Ended when I came up there. It was still somewhere we went there with Jeff Rogers and all of them was up there.
That's what the part I'm talking about. I was on and off of that part.
Okay. Well, it went from how everything actually went down, the reason why we wasn't there, you know, even with the deposit situation, all that crap. Now, it went down. I don't know how it changed from we all on the show, Stacey, you know, Stacey Perry, all of them on the show, everything went down, you know, were exact words that was put down, how shit went down. So how did it change over the course of the night to when Gordo do his hold the court and judge, whatever the hell it is, to now everything is my fault? I don't lie. How can it be I don't lie when it was right there on the show what was said, and it involves so many other people. Everybody got the same exact story. But I'm the culprit here. That's why I said I'm done, home. When you take something like that right there and you turn that from me, from what it was, from the person it came from, and it started all the time, and you put it to and direct it to me, I know I'm done. I'm good. I'm done with it. Yeah, I'm done with it. Because if that ain't it, I've seen where Jerry asked a simple question in the text, what's the common denominator here in this situation? Dawson says Al Boogie. Oh, so everything is Al Boogie. Everything. I'm not the one that's talking about how bad the wind was. I ain't the one to say to spit my car around. That ain't me. I wasn't even there. But everything is my fault. So, you know, I said, well, people can say something like that, and you see how many people are involved with the same story. I was just one of the people that was involved that had a story. Stacey was one person. Jeff Rogers had one story. You know, and Jackie, the lead with Jeff Rogers, all of them got the same story. Yeah, you take in this and you try to paint in my picture. Man, F y'all. For those that even said anything other than what was the truth. I know I'm done, home. I'm done. This shit ain't for me.
Now,
when the next time you can be out with your car, Al? Man, listen, my car be out. We're going to be somewhere. Probably next week somewhere. I'm to the point now. I'm throwing my hat in. I'm showing up where I show up at. That's it. Me and Jerry got our little situation we got to handle. After that, man, I'm chucking deuces.
Hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics because I know a lot of people hitting up on this one button. I know I had opened up something, but I don't know where the heck he went. But hold on a second. Let me open up this mic. 301-4687. Your mic is open.
And your mic is open, too.
What's up, Short Dog?
Short Dog.
What's happening?
What's going on with you, Short Dog?
Ain't nothing. I'm going to wait to go in the house, and I'm going to listen to the Young and the Grudge Racing. Not Young and the Wrestler. Young and the Grudge Racing. What went on today? What I missed?
Short Dog. Hold on. You on here. Did you want to OG the racing? What's some of the Golden Grudge rules that you say should be enforced all the time?
That should be enforced?
Yes.
Well, first of all, a grudge rule that we all ever stood by is what we say out our mouths. I mean, all this, I think now with this new rules that they have, locking in this, locking in that, we ain't never had this problem because the simple fact of it is they're making grudge racing harder than it has to be. They're making grudge racing like you have to go to school for grudge racing now. And it's just nonsense. That's why I don't feed in back and forth. And then they got my man up in there on a whole bunch of bull crap, and now he don't want to do this racing, that racing. Boogie, you've been racing too long. You've been doing what you do. But, hey, you got to go back to see where your problem came in at. You fell into the okey-doke. That's all you did.
That's right.
That's all right. You did.
That's right.
It ain't nothing changed. You just fell into what a lot of other people do, man. And that ain't for everybody because us real grudge racers, well, we all real grudge racers. But the ones been doing it a long time, we never went through all this stuff that's going on. You got to sign a contract. You don't sign a contract, then they got a show on about whoever on this time of the day. Then they got a show on about the other one this time of the day. Man, I don't know if I had time for that, man. I mean, like I said, you know, I got the car back, and I ain't even really been pressing on really even racing. I mean, I got cars I can drive. Man, I'd rather keep doing what I'm doing, working on the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And keep the
times
world
two.
Going around
times,
me because there's a whole lot of bull job going on now, man. I mean, you know, that's just what it is.
You ain't spending your money anymore, seems like.
No. It ain't like it used to be because a lot of people make it a lot worse than what it is, Joe. And, I mean, that's all I can really say about it because it ain't never been – I mean, you've been doing it a long time yourself, Long Island. It ain't never been no real rules to grudge racing. We all say what we're going to do. Or we see somebody on the track and we lock horns. And that's what we did. I ain't never understood a real grudge rule. I mean, you know, like I said, when they used to say if a car crossed the line this way, it's not no. No, I race racetrack rules, but it's always I'm always going to grudge race. But if you cross the line on me, I'm going to get paid because I don't want to try to get myself hurt or nobody else hurt. You see what I'm saying? So there's just a lot of stuff that I don't believe in that people believe in now. So I don't know. I just listen to it. It's real comical. I like to get off work and not just listen to it, but I don't say nothing. So as soon as I say something, somebody's going to say that I said this way. You know, like, Boogie, you was on the show, and my name came up, and they had everything all twisted. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it is. But like I said, you put yourself in that position to get out there and let them take away from what you've been doing most of your life. So, I mean, you got to get in that circle, man. You got to get back in your circle. Keep your circles close with your team. Y'all made a decision of what you didn't want to do or what y'all wasn't going to do, and that should have been it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we didn't lock them races, and we'll sit back. I'm talking about man to man. We locked in races, places, and if the weather ain't good, we'll tell Joker then, hey, I ain't coming if the weather ain't right. Ain't nobody
That's
looking
right.
to get paid no money, man, because you ain't going.
Right. That's right.
You know what I mean? And you got to come look at you, the situation you had last weekend. That's 11 hours. And
right.
it's like 7 or 8 of y'all. And you got to fly Joe in. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money to be going down there that don't even know if you're going to race. Yeah, it turned out good. And I'm glad it turned out good for the boys.
Right.
But it didn't have to turn out that way. It could have turned out ugly. And ain't nobody do nothing.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, that's all I can say about it. And Joe, I hit the one button just to listen, not for you to put me right on the spot, Neil.
Hey, dog. I gotta tell you this here. You were telling you just not said, you know the weather back in the day. You were about the weather bad. We said we ain't racing, right? What you just said. My wife over here told me, yeah, now that's true.
Oh yeah, because she's been around it just like we have, but we all did that, Joe. We can lock in, you know, Joe. You know yourself, just like Mama knows.
Yeah, I know.
We lock in a race,
and
we say we ain't going.
Yeah, I'm just laughing because the way she's like, yeah, now that's true.
And you know, ain't nobody ever have a problem with because you said you locking somebody in. Ain't nobody had no problem with that. Look with me, Mike Hill, Mario, and then we raced. Hey, we locked in 2000 on. We locked in 2000 on a number, right? Shoot, I broke a rocker in the water. I got rid of the car and paid the man. Ain't it wasn't none of that old this and that back and forth stuff, man. We ain't never do none of that. But then again, I'm irrelevant to this all this stuff. And I like it like that. But when I come back, yeah, you better watch out because I'm coming. But guess when I'm coming?
Hey, Jeff,
when I want to.
My mic open to you, Joe.
Your mic is open, Jeff Rogers.
What y'all doing, Short Dog? What you been doing, buddy?
What's up, Jeff? That's just like Jeff on the phone right now. I'm going to show you.
Right.
Me and Jeff been racing since 84, right? I know I have. Cavalry. Me and Jeff used to damn near race, grub race every weekend. And we'll say what we're going to do it for, and that's what we did. If we ran or somebody had an issue, we ain't had no problem with no, oh, we got to pay this or you going to pay that. We just didn't do it. It is what it is. But there's a whole lot of new stuff that's going on. And until the new stuff get out the way, it's going to keep doing what it's doing.
That's right.
And I'm going to keep sitting back, go work every day, and wait to get home so I can listen to what y'all arguing about. That's what I'm going to do.
He's the bathroom.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Your mic is open, Kane.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's about time. You done text me.
It's been open.
You know what?
It's been
don't
open.
Don't worry about it.
Hang up.
When I see you, I'm going to grease that Jerry curl of yours. How about that when I see you?
Don't worry about it. I'm going to make sure I have me some DuPont paint and spray all them gray hairs you got on your face. And the top of the head. I'm going to make some new hair. Don't worry about it.
Yes, what's up? Good evening, gentlemen. How everybody doing today?
What's going on? Okay.
Ain't nothing. I hope everybody will. Listen, I want to invite everybody out next weekend, April 27th, Outer Banks Motor Speedway. Get it off your chest event. Come on out, boy. Eating the fun, grudge, and just family atmosphere. Come on out, man. Looking forward to all y'all guys that can make it. Come on out and support us, man.
I'm only coming if you're cooking.
I would definitely be cooking, my brother. All of your favorites. I got barbecue. I got curry chicken. I got fried chicken. I got fish. I got steaks. I got oxtails. I got it all. Snow crab legs. Whatever you want, come on down to the Outer Banks. I guarantee we can satisfy you in some way, whether it be racing or just number family fun and eating. Come on down.
You ain't racing. Come on, Carolina. Carolina. I went along with all the food. Carolina. I can't hold on. No, you saying everything but the right thing.
I got three races locked in, home dog, short dog. I got a race locked in with Purple Rain. I got Home Dog, and I got a Mustang Mino Brown that I plan to tend to on next weekend. If y'all want to see the Carolina Sweet Potato get busy, where I plant it now and dig it later, come on down to the Outer Banks next weekend, April 27th.
That's my man. God damn, boy. You a salesman, though. Sir. I swear you a salesman.
Come on now. Hey, I can sell a blind man's glasses. I can sell a mic for red.
Your dog. Your dog, you hear what you say? If he don't do nothing to what he said, he said, stop the shit out of him.
No, hey, hold on, Joe. You know for yourself, Joe, you know it's your show. If I tell you I'm going to do it, will it be done, Joe? Come on now.
Yeah, I got to see, Freddie.
Okay, Al Boogie Robinson. If I tell you I'm going to do it, shall it be done, my brother?
It's going to be done, bro.
All right.
You ain't got to go there because you didn't deal with all of us, and I know Boogie, your right-hand man. And when you told me we're going to do such and such, you was here to do what we had to do. So I ain't playing.
Thank you, short dog. Thank you, my brother. But yes,
but
man,
I just wanted to get the racing part in. I had to get the racing part in, though. You were talking about the food. I wanted to make sure you race.
That's my intention.
Okay. Well, you already halfway said it, Joe. You already halfway said it, but you ain't get it out to me. What you say?
He'll definitely cook, but I don't know about the race, but he'll definitely cook. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give him that credit.
I want to make sure you got it out.
I just got to make sure. I'm going to let y'all know for real. North versus South, I decided to go down there anyhow. You know, I told them boys I was coming down there. I said, bro, I'm coming anyhow. We're going on Thursday. We're going to have a good time. I said, I couldn't bring all the cookers, my cookers and stuff. So I called Kane. Kane said, you know, I got whatever you need. I got you, bro. And no lie, he pulled in that truck with that big old grill. And he said, I got it. You ain't got to do nothing. I got this. I gave him the meat.
Okay.
And I ain't going to lie, he did the ribs up. He did 80 pounds of ribs for me. Right there on the thing. I ain't had to worry. He even had a special sauce.
Yes,
I give him credit. He cooked it up. And same thing with Fat Daddy and them. You know, I said, look, I can't bring everything down there because everybody ain't coming. So what I'm doing is I'm coming hanging out. They said, well, we got the cookers. I'm telling you, the women were standing there all at the gate waiting. And we cooked and we ate. I'm not going to lie.
Rodney
Race
is this weekend.
Huh?
Rodney Race is this weekend. Outer Banks is this weekend.
No, Rodney Race is the 18th.
So Carolina Race is this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, it's this weekend.
Next weekend.
Carolina, it's next weekend.
Kane.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Kane, where
you at? I'm right here.
Your race is next weekend or this weekend? Which
next
one?
Next weekend, April the 27th. Yes, sir. April the 27th.
April 27th.
I'm going to try to be in there. You having big tie stuff, Kane?
Well, big ties are welcome, yes, sir, but we got a small tie 28-29 shootout. Then we got also a motorcycle shootout, and also my boy is working on the imports. We had a lot of those guys of those imports, man, that's real big in the Virginia area. They really wanted to come down. So if we can make that happen for those guys, we're going to try, man.
Man, let me tell you, the track, the beach had a race Sunday. And these jokers come from all the way from Philly and New Jersey driving them cars, man, down into import stuff.
And, man,
and that happened just last weekend.
Yeah, man, they're real big. But, we're just trying to have a great time, man, you know what I'm saying, a race is first one this year. You know, so we hope everything go well. Just if y'all can, please come support. I understand. You know,
I'm going to come support.
Yes,
I don't think I'm racing nothing, so I'm coming to support. I don't have nothing else that I can race next weekend.
Hey, shut down. Come on down. I push
I'm
going to
come
so
eat. I'm going to go ahead on the front. Hey, I'm going to go ahead on the front half. I'm going to go to the front half of what you said, the food part.
Come on, man. Come on. It'll be there, brother. It'll be there. Tell it gone now. I can't feed them all day and all night. But listen, my motto is you're welcome to eat all you want, just leave some. That's all.
Hey,
from Caroline.
You
okay.
You can't eat all you want, just leave some. You can't cap late home to Ray Ray and Boo Boo. Ray Ray and Boo Boo come to the track in their own plate. But you want to eat all you want, like you
said. What's it? Don't take none home.
No,
don't take on
the
Ray Ray
Boo.
They should have
came to the track and got it
themselves,
man. You know, but you welcome.
He's
welcome somebody that is there. That's all I
say,
man. But you welcome to it, brother. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We're
going to
have a good time.
That's all right.
No to go,
please.
That's what
you're
saying. No to go,
please. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Jeff, I got to say, your car was looking real good. Looking sweet. Jeffrey.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, look,
you
did just what you told me you're going to do, Jeff.
You said who looked good? You said who looked good? I want to make sure I heard that correct. You
fucking classic. You said Clay.
Oh, fuck Jeff Cassius Rogers.
Get something to run me with.
Find somebody. I ain't got nothing wrong with Jeff. I just want to just bust your balls, goddammit.
Look, I say, I know you don't. I said, find somebody. Maybe Kane. Kane. How about Kane down in Carolina? What you got down there, Kane?
You say what now?
You got
what,
small
what you got down
there
that want to run small blocks?
Who is that speaking?
Don't worry about who. Just what you got down there with a small block. What you want to run?
Hey, we got to worry about who, Joe.
They just went through that this weekend.
We got big and small. We got Clay. We got Black Cop. That's why I say it all depends on who's speaking, who I could possibly pair them up with. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I like
Cassius Clay.
How about Biggie Smalls? We like Biggie Smalls.
Oh, Cassius Clay, a heavy hitter. Now, Biggie, he said he may be ready by next week. He had hurt something Saturday down the hurt. He might be ready, but that's not a guarantee. But who is that? Cassius Clay? Cassius Clay, you tough, man. Good gracious. I don't know. We got nothing but you on this year.
Hey, you must have seen his old fight, Sean.
Yeah, man, he real tight shit right now. No short ball. Come on now. He tight with it right now, man. He had that thing on red all the week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
If that thumb bitch didn't look good, I ain't get a chance to call you yet,
Jeff.
Hey, I've been working.
But
you look good,
baby. I'll be watching.
Say.
Yeah, man.
If JJ wasn't driving that motherfucker the weekend, my name wasn't Troy.
Yes, Lord. Huh. That's why I think he looked real good, man. You know what I'm saying? So I got to be careful how I handle him, man.
Well, at least you've been honest.
Yeah, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to be careful how you approach some people. You feel what I'm saying? You can't just grab a head out of way. Hey, Joe. You can't grab everybody like I grab you. Some people you grab them, you better know what to do with them when you grab them. You can't just grab them any kind of way.
No. You're right about that.
Cassius Clay, one of those fellas. He like you, Joe. I grab you, throw you in the coffee table outside the locker room, anywhere.
Lord. Hey, look, hold up.
Wait, Kane.
Hold on. We're going to stop that right now. You're going to make me come down there with a bad back and all, and I'm going to wrestle you for some money. How about that?
Hold on. I don't forget how to wrestle. Sound like you say you're going to do.
Huh?
I tell you what, if you bring that vet down, I will personally come off the trailer in your... My brother's in here, he'll preach it, so I can't cuss like I want to. But in a... I'm going to step out of the trailer. You come off the trailer right in the back end of you and give you a colonophily. How about that, and dirty slate? I'll check it for you. How about that?
I gotta see what they say. You know, I'm still waiting for the guy to get the program back for the transmission.
Okay.
So once that comes back, I'll know.
We got the entire season, man. Maybe at the next event you got down on this end, we can get it on. Or you make one, you let me know. I'll meet you halfway. I ain't gonna let you get away.
Hold on, I'll tell you what I do. Which car you bring?
My Malibu.
King, you gonna run nitrous on it, right? You on nitrous?
I got to.
Let the little F10 break and I'll run you.
I'm not on motor. Hey. Only
I'll
break
run
I
you
know
on
is
motor.
A Kit Kat.
No, sir, I wouldn't dare. I done told you about that mess, Joe. Don't do that. Now, I ain't giving you nothing. I'm going to look in your eye and dance in the moonlight with you in that Jericho and try to wrap my, get me a handful of that Jericho and bump your head against the tail. Hey, I'm going to do something to you, Joe. I'm going to do something to you.
You mean to tell me, see, you want a gimme race. You want a, I'm asking for a lousy little tiny little spot. And you're going to run nice and I'm going to run motor.
Hey, Joe. You way older than me, been doing it way longer than me. I told you it's just an honor and a privilege just for me to sit beside you. I ain't going to give you nothing but a lane and a pot and try to do something nasty to you, Joe. That's all I got for you. It's up to you. You can stay in Long Island. You can come get it. I ain't riding around with this thing on the trailer playing no game. Now, that's up to you. Come get it.
Hey, what up?
All you got to do is order a load. Al Boogie.
Y'all be running. Y'all be running Al Boogie out here. And a guy didn't ask for the break. And a Nigel car scared to give a motor car the break.
Y'all could be shooting
2 to 3 system on it.
Listen.
He said that Silverhawk there too. That's all right. Silverhawk back there.
Yeah, Silverhawk.
I think people get it confused between scared and cautious. That's a difference.
Hey, Silver,
I know
it's a motor car that can give a nitrous car to break.
Yes, sir. And go down there and run that. No.
Yeah, be careful.
Hold on. I'm tired of you. If I bring a taxi cab down there and run you heads up, I got a four-door, and I run you heads up.
Uh-huh. It's not your Corvette, Joe. I appreciate it, but I decline. It's not your
Corvette. I'm talking about, I said I run
Joe,
you with a
Joe, I'm talking door. About your vet, Joe. If you're talking about anything other than your vet, I respectfully decline. I want your vet, what you threaten
and
me with.
It ain't this and shit.
No, I'm
picking
not.
And
that's
season.
What you threaten me with.
You
I'm
know the car
choosing.
Broke,
you
now you want to turn around
you,
and run it.
I don't, I'm going to wait for you.
Hey, you're great. Hold up. Hey, Kane.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your Gray come on motor, you shooting nitrous, right? You won't give him nothing.
Yes, I will. Who is this? Silverhawk, this you, my brother?
Yeah.
Yes, I will get Joe, you know what? You're right, Silverhawk. Joe, I will give you something, Joe. I will give you something. If you bring your bit, I will give you a lane and a pot. I'm getting two things.
Yeah, you a scared motherfucker.
So, we were talking about me giving something. I'm going to give him something. Two things. I'm going to give him a lane at a park.
Yeah, this was getting fucked up, man.
I don't got nothing else to give.
Hold on,
you
I got somebody from my one. Come on here. Hold on, I'm going to pull this man in here because you might get something that you want.
443-2699.
Your mic is open.
Yeah. What's up, Joe?
What's going on now?
Not a whole lot. How that Malibu sitting sticking on you?
Man, I just told him I'll take a four-door and run his heads up. There you go. A real street car.
Hey, mister, how you doing?
Dang.
How you doing?
I don't know. All right. Listen, my man, I don't know who you are. I don't know why Joe trying to bring you in our little situation.
No,
he said,
my brother. That's my teammate. He said, if you want to do something,
Joe,
we're going to do it to you.
I don't know you, my man. I don't know who you are. But I respect
you. Well,
you're
going to get to know him
are.
Now. We're going to learn. We're going to introduce you at the start line. Hey, Kane.
Yes, sir.
What'd you tell him? You don't want to meet nobody else.
I don't want to meet nobody but you. I want to take you in that water box and baptize you, Joe. That's what I want to do. Hey, he said he don't want no more friends. I don't want no new friends. No new friends, Joe. I want you, bro.
Oh, Lord, don't tell me you
listen,
like that,
we got man. The rest of the year together, boy. You don't got to ever make a hit tonight, bro. You got the rest of the year. I ain't going nowhere. As the good Lord willing, I'll see your brother and come back anytime you come this way, or I can get that way to you. You just let me know. Okay, Joe?
No problem. But we did want to bring the car down there and
no
maybe
we it won't know we you want to bring the car down there. No, we
You want them to bring the car down here and get me those. You call. Don't you?
No, I'll be coming down to support. We're going to support, and we plan on
okay, cool.
making race happen for you.
Come on. Yeah, come on. Come on. I'm more than certain. We got a few cars on this end that can come. That I get camera.
No, no. We want to start something right now. Come on now.
Okay, I got some. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to find out who all is actually coming that will help me to bend if you bring a lottery ticket and what's the name of the car you said? Blanket ship or taxi cab. I'm sorry, taxi cab.
Yeah, like
that. That's the car you're talking about bringing, too?
I'm going to call it a taxi cab. We have four-door.
Four-door, okay. Turbo, nitrous, what?
Nah, just like
nice.
We're going to try you just like that.
You ain't going to try me. You're going to try weed. So I got a couple of guys. You got some weeds. I got some weeds. We're going to try some out of my weed.
Well, you're scary as hell. You know that thing?
Hey, but tell him he's going to get me any kind of way. I don't know what he's thinking. He's going to get me any kind of way in the book.
No.
No. Mm-mm. No, you man got away, Joe. I don't been warned about you. We love you to tell, but I ain't gonna let you get me like this, but no sir. You gotta be careful with them on the car. These tricky cars you come with.
It ain't no tricky car, man.
We can get all
put the whole crew.
I get
yo, look, you'll put the whole crew in and drive up to the start line and get out and do the burnout and then run you.
No. I'm going to wait for you,
man.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait for you. I'll show you a picture with the car driving on the street.
I believe it.
Show you a video of driving on the road.
Listen, they do that drag week where they drag. They drag them, they got them, I just check. They drive them things all around. The track. Oh, hook them trailers from it and run in the fold. So what are you saying, Joe?
Oh, come on. We ain't got no junk like that now.
I don't know that.
We had something like that.
If
we had something like that, we'd run out boogie. If we had something like that, we'd run out boogie.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
What you say?
No, you wouldn't.
What? If I had one of those cars, I'd try out boogie with it. We got a regular.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Al Boogie. Al Boogie.
Yeah.
If you give me the break down there, I'll run you down there at a bank next week.
Hey, Jeff, didn't you just see what the latest rumor was, man? How can I do that? Huh?
I didn't ask for no DP. I just asked if you could line the motherfuckers up.
I didn't talk about that. You know, the latest was that my car was sitting in. Right in the back of the woods with no motor in the bushes. You didn't hear that? I can't. How come I didn't run you a car in the bushes?
I don't watch it. I don't get on the internet and do all that. I just I try to do my own thing because I don't have to worry about all that back talking shit.
I mean, I can drag it out of the bushes to accommodate you, though.
We'll get it out of the bushes.
But I ain't gonna be doing like Black Friday. You don't get no break from me.
Yeah,
no,
you
sir.
Do.
No,
yes,
sir. That will never happen in the United States of America.
Well, you got to go to Germany to do it?
Nowhere in the world, period.
Damn.
I don't even think it's a pro model that can get cash clear to break like that, bro.
Yeah, what's that other guy's name was going to give to me?
Who that? Oh, it's my Ted. Oh, my God, boy.
Where's he at? Maybe he meet me down there.
It was Junior Biz's birthday the other day. Matter of fact, Kane, get Junior Biscuit on here.
Yeah, get Junior on here. He still give me the same deal. I'm gonna come down.
He the one that said that he would do it.
Yeah,
get Junior Biscuit.
No, he offered you more than that. He offered you the back tire. He offered you everything.
Back tire to kick and the clear.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna give him the back tire back. Just tell him to give me the kick and the clear. I don't like lining up way out there. All lined up. I can't see the tree right.
Hey Jeff, right.
Kane, you gonna get him on? It was his birthday the other day. We got to give him a present.
Yeah, I got something to give him. Go ahead, Silverhawk. What do you say, Silverhawk?
How many races you had down there?
I had two punk outs and one race.
I'm trying to find the video of you racing. I ain't seen it yet.
No, it's so fast you can't see it.
It's in video.
You know how that punch hit Sonny Liston that time? That's how the car
did.
Yeah.
Phantom punch.
I know Edge got
you.
Blink,
you missed. Where the hell Kane at? Kane must be over there trying to get Junior Bissett on his phone.
Yeah, get him on there. That's right. We got unfinished business.
Yeah.
Give me a reason to come down.
$5,000.
give me a reason to get that chicken and fish.
Yeah, oxtails too now, Jeff. Don't forget, you got oxtails going.
Oxtail, now. Y'all eat that shit. I ain't
eating
oxtail.
Yeah. Yeah, no, oxtail's
so
good.
You said you
ain't eating
oxtail?
I had some last night.
Oxtail, how big was it? That's what you had, a big one.
She's going big at all.
Hey, Jeff, you eat titlin'?
No.
You eat titlin'?
No, hell no.
Huh?
No.
Okay.
I eat chicken gizzards, though. I eat the hell out of chicken gizzards.
Okay. Well, we wait for Kane. Kane must be trying to get Junior Bissett on the phone so we can go ahead and see if he's going to do it.
He ain't going to do it.
That ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
With it.
Okay, cancel that happening. That ain't gonna happen.
What?
Hmm?
You gonna do it last time? What? Ain't nothing changed.
Yeah, yes, that's something has changed. He doesn't see you go down the truck now. That's what changed.
It looks fast by yourself. You know that.
Oh, you ain't pouring me no water. You said the hell with her.
Kane better go ahead and get on here real quick.
You know, I can't.
They're hiding, man.
Yeah,
he talked all that shit. With how, he got on the phone with Howard and how bad he's going to beat that small block or had flames over the hood and all that shit. Now you can't get him on the phone.
Out of a refrigerator. Nah.
I'm going to protect Kane. Is that Kane in the background?
My friend, he got one of his defenders.
Oh, no. So what's the next stop, Jeff?
I'm trying to go right down there. I'm trying to go see Kane. Beat up on Bishop and get some free tickets. How you going to beat that? 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'll just,
definitely that. Can't beat that.
No.
I know you get some action if you go down there.
For who?
Oh, you just never know who on the property. Maybe some cars that'll give you some action. I got to say that. Out of base, you can get a race down there.
I'm with this Bishop, whatever his name is. Biscuit. Junior Biscuit.
And this is the reason why we locked in that race. We're going down there because at least when you go down there, you got the gas money for the tolls and the gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the reasons why we locked in the money for that.
What? Huh?
I see through that.
Oh. Hey, come on, Kane. Go get him.
Yeah. I'm
he's
waiting.
Probably he's probably
going. I don't text him.
He's probably going to get Troy. Oh, the owner of the car.
Now, Troy drinking, you know what's going to happen.
Oh,
it's going to get locked in. It's going to get locked in.
Yeah. Ted DiBiase, that's what he called himself, the $1 million man.
Oh, Lord. Oh, you know what?
That's what he called
himself. All that time, I was trying to figure out what the hell that name was for. That said the $6 million man. Ain't that Ted DiBiase? Who was that
yep.
guy? Who was that guy? That's the one that was on TV? Is that his name?
No. I'm
yeah, Ted DiBiase was his wrestler. He's a wrestler. They call him
the wrestler.
Yeah. The one you talking about, the $6 million man, that was Lee Majors back then.
Yeah, that was Lee Majors.
Yeah, that's the one they rebuilt them or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, rebuilt. Hey, I guess, so right now, I guess you could claim one of the fastest standard board spaces on the, from DMV to the north right now. That's what you're claiming right now, Jeff? You got the vacant title?
That weekend had nothing to do with it, but I always claim I had the fastest. You got to catch it.
Okay. So now, who do you got left in the DMV that you're going to have to run to see what's going on?
I don't know. I guess that is Brian Epps still back out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, Brian Epps, yep. There you go. Uh-oh. Hold on. I got to open up this mic here. 973-9334. Your mic is open.
Yep. Good, Joe.
What's going on now?
Slow motion, just maintaining.
Put a noise in the background.
All right.
You gotta mute somebody.
Somebody close by the TV.
Hello? Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe. I'm here, brother. What's going on?
Did you get Ted DiBiase on here or what?
Who, Troy?
Yeah.
Troy?
Boy, Junior Fisher on the phone. I'd rather get Junior Fisher.
I'm in the middle of that mason jar right now. Hold on. I can try. Hold on.
I thought he was going to go get Junior or Troy. He needs...
Hey, Long Island. Long Island. Somebody called my name.
Troy in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm up. I'm here to Howard.
Oh, okay.
I'm up in Jersey, man. I've been in Jersey the past couple of days, Jersey, New York.
Hey, Troy. Hey, Troy, dog.
Yo. Yeah.
Yeah. The story they were talking about was the $1 million man. They wasn't talking about the $5 million. They wasn't talking about you, the $5 million man.
I ain't even that. Hey, I ain't even that. No million. I'm still the same. That me.
You're a $1 billion.
I'm no million man.
$1 billion man.
Yeah, I thought somebody called me. I'm going back on mute.
Okay. We'll wait to see if we can get this locked in.
You going right up there, Joe? We get this locked in?
Yeah, I'm gonna come up there.
Yeah.
If I get that transmission, that thing done, I'll bring the vet up there too.
There you go.
Well, I want to run what's name in here. I want to run Kane. I got to run.
I keep getting him mixed up. He's the guy that cooks all the fish, ain't it?
No. That's Fat Daddy. Now he was the one to kick the ribs. He was cooking the ribs.
I got you. Who's the tall, slender guy who always cooks the fish?
That's Fat Daddy.
That's skinny something named
Fat
Daddy? Okay.
Yeah, his brother called Ant. He's supposed to be Ant V. He called Ant, and the other one called Fat Daddy. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The God out of shoes. I never noticed that, why they call him that. One call him one small and one call him another one big. And the opposite. Good guys, though. They'll be there, too. He'll be there.
But if King Carolina, he's Boogie's right-hand man.
Oh, yeah. He's Boogie's lawyer. Lawyer, attorney. He do it all.
Spokesman, he does all this.
Yeah. Mouthpiece. You
know. So he wiped the car down?
Yeah, he do it all.
No, you'll see
when they get ready to pull Boogie, get ready to pull it to the line.
Mm-hmm.
What Kane, how he be trying to stage, be running up in front of him, kind of line him up, line him up. You'll see, they'll watch. You'll see.
I'm going to see.
You watch. You'll see. You remember how Buddy Blow used to be behind Dobbs?
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. You asking
what
he called him? You know what he called him?
Hmm.
Boss. You think I'm lying? Watch when we get on him. When you get back on, ask him, who's your boss?
Is that what he called? Boogie. That's what he called you, Boogie? Boogie's still on there. Boogie.
Yeah, he on here.
Yeah, I'm up here. Yeah. I had y'all on mute.
What do Kane call you?
Told you to my boss, man. That man is his own boss, man. That's his thing, though. We just roll with it. It made people mad when he said that. It just make them mad.
You thought I was lying, huh, Jeff?
I wish that somebody get that Teddy Bear. Did
you check that out? Oh. Let me open up this mic. 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Yo, how you doing? Cliff.
That looks nice.
What's going on, Cliffy?
Not too much hanging in there. I figured out how I like you guys. Jeff, how are you, buddy? Carlos Brook going down this weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And you look like everybody has fun this weekend. Yeah. But, Joe, I want to ask a question. I don't really want to stir up no shit, you know, but being that, Boogie, you still on here. I heard your voice, right? You still here, right?
Yeah, I'm up here.
Listen, how you doing, bro? But listen, I want to ask you a question, and I'm not trying to stir up no shit. But
okay.
I'm gonna just say something, and if you want to respond, you can respond.
Okay.
The couple of backs and forths that was going on with these lives that I saw you on, and that other fella, what was his name? Lang or what was his name?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm gonna tell you personally. I don't really know neither one of you all personally. I do know that you guys are heavily involved with the racing team.
Right.
Now, I'm going to say this to every fucking body who's listening. When I see lives go on like that, where people get put on this so-called grudge court, and it's nothing against grudge court, but when people are trying to mediate things and get a story straight, it's hard because I don't know either one of y'all, and as racers, I really look at both of you as both of you guys as upstanding racers. You know what I'm saying? Despite what other people might say. And only thing I am going to say is it was fucked up because I would have liked to have known, was all of that full of shit or was it real? Now, if you had to say something to me, if it was full of shit or if it was real, which one would you say to me, Boogie?
No, it was real to what happened. I mean, Jeff Rogers, he was a part of the situation also, so he's on here with me. It really took place. And the reason why this grudge court thing, you know, when I came out, I said, I ain't for no games and all this, you know, go to one meeting, swear, put your hands up. I don't do all that. First of all, I should have never came up there because you can't go on a platform where the actual host is teammates with the person that the charge is going on. You know what I'm saying?
That
right there was just a setup for nonsense anyway from the start, and it was already set and done the night before.
It took me forever, but I got him, Joe. There you go.
Hold on, Kane. Be in the middle of something.
Oh, okay.
It was definitely a real situation. Like I said, it happened where it happened, and to turn it around. The following day, because I heard last night that now everything's my fault. I lied about this and I lied about that. Well, Jeff Rogers, so if I lied, that means you lied. Jeff, it means they're saying it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just done with it, man.
Well, Jeff, you can speak up too because these kind of situations have a person like me confused because I don't know everybody personally. And when I hear people's names that race, I just look at their racing characteristic only. You follow what I'm saying? I don't, and I'm never one to believe what another person say. So it was really rough. I said, God damn, because this make your second go round with getting pretty much strung up on this court type situation. And I said, well, God damn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, I'd really like to ask you one day, is you really that fucked up? I mean, or is you real with this game or is you not real with this game? And I'm saying that
that's
to a person because I said, damn, who the fuck goes to this? You got a car that people are scared to race, but, and on the other hand, people saying you're full of shit and you don't pay or you won't race. I'm like, now, which one is it, damn it?
Which one is it? Which one is it, exactly? I'm with you 100%.
You know, so I just figured, being that Joe went on, I just figured I heard you. I just had to ask.
That was a good point. I'm glad you did because that's the thing I be saying all the time. Like, man, you confuse people that want to know, that want to follow the sport, right? But with all the lies and the gossip and all this, you're confusing people now. You know what I'm saying? So I don't sit around. You know, I think about this like the actual person that just sits around with nothing to do. It's like, I'm going to make this lie. Let me see how far it goes. That's all that happens because I hear stuff, just like I told you, I heard something yesterday where somebody said that my car was, I couldn't have never made the race because my car was sitting in the woods somewhere in the backfield, you know, sitting on the grass with no motor in it. What? So then I heard today that a certain person called no names. They did a live feed and they seen it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's a game changer. So, you know, we hear rumors, man. We laugh about it, but I'm going to be bigger than that. I'm going to be bigger than... Then, you know what I'm saying, then the one that starts the lies and ruins, because at the end of the day, you know, it's a hate thing, bro. It's a jealousy. It's a hate thing. And here's the thing about it. Short Dog and Jeff and all of them, you know, and Joe, we've been racing a long time, man, long time. And each one of us have always been fast. And it's always going to be rumors that go along with when it becomes fast. That's just it. If you're a slow person and you can't beat nobody or you can't really run nobody, then you'll never hear your name. But whenever you start making steam out here, you know, for example, I'm going to take Jeff Rogers' car. Well, he just did this past weekend. You know how many people counted Jeff out for that? Jeff Carr will stay. He can't beat nobody. But now, what do you hear? Now Jeff on top of the world now. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it go, man. People just, instead of just minding their own business, everything will be okay. We can see some good grudge racing going on without all the gossip and the lies that's causing headache and drama and trauma.
Jeff's always had bad car stuff.
Well,
yeah,
I'm going to ask you a question. For anybody else who's on this show that's listening, if any of y'all know who the official Grudge Police is or the official Grudge Bells movement or the official referee or the official courthouse, if y'all know who the official Grudge official law is, please let me know.
And me too.
You
hey,
know,
Cliff.
Yeah.
Thing he had to do, don't entertain it, right or wrong.
That's right.
Yeah, but you know what, Silverhawk, it's really hard. It's not that you're entertaining something. If somebody went live and told you where to get some good paying job at, you know, that's news. So it might be true, it might not be true. But for the most part, if you hear something, you owe it to yourself to listen. Now, you don't have to run with it, but when something pops up, that's like if a car's in front of you. You know you can't do nothing until you watch that car and see which way he's going before you go around it. And that's all I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, and I'm going to say it again. If anybody know who the officials are, let me know, because I can't keep listening to everything and everybody on things. Because to me, at Silverhawk, you a racer. They talk crap to you, and you may talk crap to me. Jeff Rogers is a racer. Long Island Joe is a racer. I look at everybody's race history in your car. Now, I thought you had a track too wrong, and it was visible, fine. But I can't chase these backline conversations. And I don't understand how people get down like that. That's all I'm gonna say.
Right.
I ain't gonna take up the show, man. I just
I'm glad you did come up here, because that's what I'd be saying as far as so let me ask you something. Are you a fan of the sport, right?
Absolutely.
All right, do you have a car?
A few of them. Yes, I do.
All right, but but you're a fan of the sport, right? So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. When you're a fan of the sport and you see certain things get targeted at certain people, it makes you ask questions like that, like you just asked. That was a valid question that you asked. Very valid. Very, very so much valid. Because at the end of the day, it's like my name keep getting tied up in this title, and I'm like, really, like this whole conversation that just went down. Now it turns to be that I lied. Well, how was it that it was me, Jeff Rogers, Stacy, and Will? That's four of us with the same story that didn't talk to each other. Well, me and Stacy heard it. Me, Stacy, and Will heard it at the same time. But we didn't hear what Jeff Rogers had to say until he said it. So we didn't know about that. But we all had the same story. You know what I'm saying? About the same situation from the same person. But now, because Gordo says that, you know, it's a lie now. Oh, it's a lie. Really? So, you know, when it gets like that, I'm cool with it. I'm going to fall back from that, Miss Mammy. It's too much of a game for me.
Let me put my two cents into it. What is it? Look, there's no sportsmanship and no integrity to this shit anymore. What I mean is, anytime a man used to come from two states away or further, and the weather's calling for 46% chance of rain, the race is off. And when they're calling for 40 and 50 mile an hour winds, they expect somebody to go 12 hours, hoping it don't be windy. The weatherman said fucking 40. The only reason I was there, the only reason, is because I live 61 miles away.
Right.
That's the only reason I took a chance and went 60 miles. Now, for a motherfucker to say it's a 50% chance of rain, 40-mile-an-hour gust of wind, 27-mile-an-hour wind all day. That's what my weatherman said. I'm not coming 11, 12 hours. And a respectable team knows that he can't expect somebody to go 12, 14 hours hoping the wind don't blow, the rain passes. Too fucking far. But there's no respect in the game. Everybody's worried about making somebody look bad, trying to get to $500 or $200 or whatever it is. There's just no respect in this motherfucking game no more.
How does it turn around today and yesterday, last night to be my fault with all this? Do you see anywhere where this is my fault and you was involved with it as well?
I can tell you a fact. I did not know what he told you or what he said to you by no shape or form. But then when you told me your story, I got the same story that he told me. He did not tell me, and I'm going to be honest with you, on his behalf, he didn't say do not come. He just said, it's windy down here. Cars moving around. I don't want to put your kid or your car or mine, driver or my car, in any kind of danger. So if you want to do something different, let me know. That's why I'm only an hour away. I'm coming. I don't give a fuck if you got a tornado or a hurricane or a motherfucking volcano erupts. So I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm.
But
now,
for you to come
now,
12,
hey, to be
12
honest,
hours.
Now, I'm going to be a devil advocate, right? I'm just going to say this here. When I seen a tape, I seen a video, and I guess you must have told him that you're not coming, but I don't know when you made that tape. Was it after or before you talked to him? And when that tape was said, it was already saying, like, you weren't coming already.
So me talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tape
the decision
I saw,
was made on Thursday.
I don't know whether it was before or after. I couldn't tell you. But just the a lot of people saw that tape. So basically, the first thing they saw was you saying you weren't coming.
That was Thursday night.
So
because before Thursday afternoon, I hadn't said anything. And the only reason, because see, here's the thing. And I told Fat Abner the same thing. I told Fred the same thing. I wasn't gonna say anything because I wasn't say anything about the wind situation that I had been told for two reasons. One, I had to put a name to it, who said it. And two, I wasn't trying to, push off the event to tell somebody, hey, the wind is up down there, we ain't going. So I wasn't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? I let people make their own decisions. So I didn't say anything until late on that night. I left home and went 4 hours to go get my car from the shop. Right? So it would have been 11 and a half. It would have been 11 hours to drive up there. So when I decided I won't go on, I went back to the house that night. I got home probably 10, 11 o'clock, well, about 9, 10 o'clock, I think it was. And Gordo had made a live feed about me not coming because by then Mike had done told him, I'm sure, that I won't come because I hadn't said that to nobody that I won't come. Besides the people that needed to know that I won't come at that moment. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't letting know before long. But then he makes a live feed. When he makes his live, that's when I made my live feed.
Well, Gord, but did you make the video after you talked to Mike or before?
After.
Okay,
I was back home. I talked to Mike way early in the day around lunchtime today. I didn't make the video. It was like 9, 10 o'clock that night.
Right, so that's where everybody's getting it wrong.
Because everybody that's seen the video heard you say you weren't coming.
Right. Yeah.
And
that was 9, 10 o'clock Thursday night.
Okay, this is what I'm gonna say. I'm just being the devil. I gotta be in the middle. I'm gonna just say it looks like this when we're looking at it. Then why would you say I'm gonna pay Gordo and not Mike Lang? That's the thing.
Because Mike Lang and I, myself and Stacy and we all agreed that the race was off the table. Mike was like, "Listen, man. If you can handle Stacy and Will with a P-phone call and get me out of that," he said, "our race is good, squash. We ain't gonna worry about it." I put them on the phone. I put Stacy and Will on the phone so they could deal with Mike himself. They heard the same exact thing I did, same exact words. All three of us heard the same thing from Mike, and that deal was done, squashed. So we didn't even think no more about it. Well, Friday, I said because I didn't talk to Gordo. I said, "Well, about now it's Friday." I said, "Ain't no need to even trying to make this happen, have this discussion with Gordo." I said, "Fight up, I just see you the 300 you give Gordo," because I didn't get a chance to talk to him Thursday. So, you know, the night before. So I just went ahead and sent him his 300 because at that moment, me and Mike had already squashed our situation. Me and Jared for the Magneto car had already moved our race over to the 4 because Jared was like, "Hey, you don't owe me no punk out money." He said, "Man, we do the race at Outer Banks on the 4th when we have our race over there." I said, "All right, cool, no problem at all." So that was done. So why don't you talk about that race? That's why I didn't even mention that. And I didn't mention the fact that what Mike has said, because when Gordo made his comment, I said I seen Gordo his 300 because I didn't never talk to Gordo. So that's why Gordo got his. Yeah.
I heard you say it the same way before, and you really didn't change a damn word. I heard you say what you just said before. You know, I'm cool with it. You know, I'm cool with it, man.
I got played, bro. You know, I got played with it, but it's cool with me because that situation right there has just really opened my eyes for a lot of shit and made me really get on my shit. So what I can promise you now, it won't happen no more. And the racing, it's a different ball game now. That's all I can tell you. I appreciate it because I need to be woke up. I need to be woke up because I'm woke now. I'm 100% woke
now. Why y'all can't?
You don't want to listen.
When y'all had that conversation, right, why you didn't just say, "Well, let's call the DP man and let him know what y'all
did"? No, I did. I did. I called Fred while I was on the phone.
Every year would have killed a whole lot of shit because now you got Michael Lang and you. All right? It would have been no other discussion.
This shit
would have been all out here like that.
See, that's what people go wrong. Hold on. That's where you're going wrong at. People saying Michael Lang and me. It won't just me on the phone. It was me and the other car, the P-phone car on the phone. It won't just me and Michael Lang.
But I did
try to call the DP man, but he didn't answer the phone
that
the moment everything was going on.
Between you and Mike, right? Just like me and Cliff. Me and Cliff would say anything. I could tell Cliff, I ain't coming Saturday, right? And Cliff stay home. So my ass is at the track. I can say anything.
No, look here.
You understand
what
I'm saying?
Don't
that's
say
why it. I said. That's why
don't
I said there ain't no integrity.
Right.
Ain't no integrity.
I took that man at his word.
Just
and
like P Funk and Stacy did. They took
real
his. They took that man at his word.
Take each other at the word, y'all. Real men take each other at the word.
Yeah, but there's a lot of snake in this club game.
And your
mic
is open. Andy Harrison,
no,
mic
good.
Is open.
This club game here will make people do shit different, bro. A lot of people out here, it made people do shit different.
Yeah, but you got well-known names that don't do no nonsense like that. Al's name is well-known. Michael's name is well-known. A lot of names are well-known. Who wants to scar their name? You know, you're as good as the name.
It ain't them. It's the people on the outside of that circle that break up the bullshit. You understand what I'm saying, Chris?
I hear you.
Okay. Well, hold on a second. 516-2415. Your mic is open.
Hey, did Ted DiBiase ever get on here?
What's that?
Did Ted ever get on here, Joe?
Your mic is open, Andy.
Thanks, Troy's up here, Joe. Troy's up here. Troy's on the phone. He's been waiting. Troy's on the phone.
Like? It just goes back to the topic at hand about, you know, rules of engagement. I mean, I understand what went down with all of that. But, you know, when you step in races and you say, I'll meet you there, we'll figure out a time, this leaves it all open for problems, man. You know what I mean? You got to, you know, like Jeff, we talked about the other day, we talked about, you know, you have to have your car there to get paid. But, you know, when you stip these things, and I believe that, you have to have your car there to get paid, you know. But you have to say it in the stips, you know. Yeah, listen, you got to be in the lanes at 2 o'clock, and you got to be race ready. So if one guy has his car in the lanes, there's not a problem. There's no argument. It's not like I could go get the car or I could bring it here. But whenever you change stips or anything like that, you gotta have the DP man on the phone. Come on now,
yeah.
We're doing backline bullshit. We're doing backline talking, and you know what?
Hold on one second. And me and you set up a race, and you call me, and we change the race. Do you think me and you need a DP man for that? Honestly.
No, me and you don't need a DP man, and a lot of people don't.
That's why this game is fucked up. Kick these motherfuckers out. That's why you don't ever see me race somebody that I need a DP man. I ain't never fucking used a DP man in my 30 years.
No,
I mean, I've raced for 20,000, 15, and never had nobody hold my money or give a DP man a nickel.
Because
I don't race these motherfuckers.
You know who you're dealing with. You know,
I don't
you're
with
a smart
them.
Man.
I ain't dealing with them motherfuckers.
You're a smart man.
Yo,
you're a smart man, and you know who to race and who's going to pull your chain. There's some people, you know, you got to take it. You got to have a track record here. If you're the kind of guy that calls lock, 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 and all of a sudden you work your way out of the lock or the money wasn't up, this shit got to stop. Especially, you know, us older guys, OGs, you know, our word lock meant something. Now they see us, it's a way to get out of shit. And, you know, once you do that or pull that card, that goes on your record. It's just like a criminal record. Once you get busted, you're a fuck. You've been a criminal, man. So you can't be taken seriously. When me and you lock, you know, it's a lock, and we have to say, when we get to the track, we'll put the money up. Nobody has to hold our money. We ran Jeff already. But, you know, there's a certain, you have to know these things, and you have to know kind of who you're dealing with and the track record.
Hey, Fleck,
you know,
Andy. Before you go too far, tell them what happened when me and you raced, just in case they forgot.
You had motor and you had nitrous. I did a wheel stand and you came by me. You were about to get fucked up really bad. But when I put 4,000, you were going to get fucked up really bad. But when I put 4,000 in the fucking computer, it didn't grab it. The bitch went to 7,000 and I bent my fucking parachute.
God,
you know,
God,
so shit happens, but you were going to get fucked up with that devil's advocate. Believe that. Believe that. But look, though, you got me. I double check now. I double check now. But listen,
well,
you put in
4,000.
You shouldn't have any.
He put 10,000 instead of 4.
Hey,
what's up, fellas?
Hold on. You shouldn't have any. Let me finish talking, you motherfuckers. Listen to me. Listen out. You shouldn't have heart. Yo, hold on. You shouldn't have hard feelings about this, what happened with Mike Lang and all that shit. You guys talked on the back line, and you guys made decisions, whatever you did. You know, we got to get past this shit. Don't have a bad attitude. Everybody knows you're
Only thing I got mad about Mike Lang, this is the only thing right here. This is it right here. Is what we discussed on Thursday, me, him, Stacey, and Will, right? When it was asked to him on Friday, that man literally said he did not say that.
Listen, I know you have people.
You had the wrong people on the line, Al. You had the wrong people on the line.
There you go.
You should have had, hold on. You should have had the DP man on the line when you're changing shit. You know,
well,
you should have
had the DP. We couldn't get him at the moment.
Well, you had
no
business, because I could tell Jeff, hey, Jeff, it's going to fucking rain, dude, and we have to be in the lanes at 2 o'clock, and I don't know this and that, and I could be bluffing the whole time. So you know what? I'm going to be there. For me to get paid, I got to be there. But on the other hand, with Anonymous, the other team told Mike to the DP man, pay the man. They said pay the man. So when the DP man's on the phone and you got the two parties on the phone and one says to the other, pay the man, you pay the man, whether his car's in the lane or not. So he deserved to get paid.
He said it because he was pissed off by how it went. When a man said he didn't
and
say
I understand.
But he was already pissed off. So he just said,
And Jeff, when you said, well, if it's fucking, you're going to come to a volcano and you're going to come to no matter what storm to be there. But then Short Dog saying, if the weather's bad, we got to drive 11 hours and the race is off. No, you got to stipulate that in the beginning. Say, listen, if it's 50% or better chance of rain, we postpone it, we leave the money up, or we do something. But you can't just say, oh, it might fucking rain and the fish aren't going to be biting and I'm not coming and I'm not paying. DP, well, Short Dog, that was wrong too. I see that as wrong because I drove 13 hours to Galat and you know, for me to get paid and he might not come. You know, I've been through this shit. So, listen,
well,
you got to put
Andy,
that
first
in the beginning.
Of all, hold on,
you,
hold on.
Yeah.
Let me talk now. You talk too much. Hold on.
Hold on. But I'm not finished yet.
Oh,
and then you have a chance.
You off
no,
right
this is
hold
a,
let me
you have a chance
hand.
To do
Andy,
a rebuttal.
You
have your rebuttal.
You were supposed to be off
the show 20 minutes ago when you said you're going back on mute, but you've been staying on. And I've been listening to this shit. And I'm,
hey, you made
and
me
I've
come
been listening to this shit.
This is what I'm saying. My thing is this.
As a gentleman.
I don't care what. Me, you. If I tell you we locked in for such and such, I don't need no DB man. I don't need none of that. But one thing us OGs always done, if we're not going to go somewhere because of the weather, the first thing we're going to do, pick that phone up and say, hey, I'm not coming down there 7 miles away and they calling for rain. I'm not coming. And we understood that because it's loyalty. Nowadays, everybody trying to fuck somebody.
100%. Yes,
there
no, 100%.
So that's why,
100%.
I said what I said.
Listen, I wouldn't want to bring my team down. I didn't want to bring my team down there, and I don't expect somebody else to be down there. That's a gentleman thing. Sometimes you got to spell it out for the young bucks or people that are, you know, just being, you know, hustling, you know, like, you know, they're hustling the game, and they got to be told this right from the beginning. If there's chances of weather, then we renegotiate or we reset the date or whatever. Sometimes these 10 rules, what this whole show is about, because that's what he said, stay on topic and, you know, the Ten Commandments, whatever you want to call it, the grudge racing, that's the way things got to be right now. It's like a divorce.
Let somebody
you know,
else talk. God damn.
Yeah.
You know, when you give the woman the car, you got to give her the car when you write it down. You can't go in the back and deliberate with people and shit. You got to, you know, you got to say what you're going to do. And you got to have the steps. You got to have them a little bit cleaner nowadays, you know. You know, olden days, no, you didn't have to do that. It was pretty simple. And because people are traveling right now. People are going a long way, and it costs a lot of money. And I understand, Boogie. You know, you have to bring your whole team and fly people in. It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. But you should have had the DP man on the line. I don't think you should be mad at anybody. And for say, you know, liar, Mike Lang's a liar, that's why I called it bullshit, because he didn't really lie, but he talks a lot, you know, and he says a lot of things, but, you know, without the DP man, he could be saying anything, Mike, you know what I mean? He could be saying anything. So let's not do the trickery, and let's not do all of that, and let's not be mad either. over what happened. I think we learned a little something from the whole ordeal. But, Boogie, man, I don't want to see you because I love you, man. You've been in the game a long time, and I want to see you continue in the game. And I seen you there, you know, with the video by the college or whatever, and I'm like, this poor guy's giving up, you know, to have a little thicker skin than that because I know you're a tough fuck. You've been in the game a long time, but don't get discouraged by this thing. Nobody's calling you a liar, but it was a real big misunderstanding. And I think we should move on with that and show them that we're not little babies about it. We're going to keep the game moving. And the young people are watching, and they say, you know what? Look at these guys. At the end, they shook hands. Nobody hates anybody in this game. It really doesn't. Because we're just a bunch of big kids with these expensive toys, and we want to have some fun with it. So don't take it personal. You know, don't be, have a little thick of skin. You know,
he got a good point. Andy got a good point. Andy got a good point.
But listen, Andy.
You know,
hey, but Andy, I'm going to tell you this. That's not a bitch ain't going nowhere. He just is on his monthly period. He'll be all right.
I know he's going to be all right. You know, people get over it, but he hurt his feelings. Listen, Roy, you know, I think Roy hurt him. You know, I felt it when Roy said, well, we're going to discuss, you know, on the recap of Fred's show, Roy said, okay, who's the bear of the week? We named Gordo as the bear of the week. You know, and then we said, who's the week crew of the weekend? And they said the Boogie team. You know what I mean? So he got hurt by that. And I understand it, but the thing is that it don't mean nothing, man. At the end of the day, people want to see us engage. People want to follow our rules and the way we're handling ourselves. People are watching all the time. And as OGs or whatever you want to call us, you know, we have to set a little standard. But we gotta frown upon people that say lock, and don't fucking lock in. We can't let that. The money's up. No, we got to be the ones that say, man, use that word wisely. Use the word lock.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let it mean something. Let it mean something to everybody. Right. Don't get on these shows and sit there for 2 hours talking bullshit and then say lock and then not perform, not lock, slip out of
man,
it.
Man, you going to let somebody ass talk.
That shows everybody that it's bullshit. Next thing you know, you'll be letting fucking men in the ladies' room. You know, this shit got to stop. This fruitcake shit got to stop, man. To me, it's fucking gay, and I don't like that shit. So, you know, whatever you guys want to do, you know, you do. But we got to let's set precedence. Let's set a little bit of, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep the rules. Let's clean it up a little bit. And don't be mad and don't hold grudges. We all love each other. Jeff, you're a bad motherfucker, Jeff, but my boy Lang's going to fuck you up. But whatever, I got to stay with my team. He's from my side of the bridge, and everything's good. Everything's good. Boogie, I expect to see you out there, and let's not talk about it no more. And Grudge Court was just a bunch of shit, but I think it did. All right, fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
This the last show about.
Fuck you guys.
Hey, Flex. Hey, Andy. Andy,
let that motherfucker go, man. You just let him talk for 2 hours. God damn.
I'm a cyber fuck. I'm holding it in because I'm holding it in. I'm watching this shit, man. I'm the white godfather. I'm the white godfather. You got some dudes out there. You got Willie on the fucking black side of the bridge, and on the white side of the bridge, I'm the godfather over here. I'm doing this shit almost 45 years. I'm an old motherfucker. You can't tell, but I got gray hair, but I shaved the motherfucker, so you can't tell. I just look like a regular bad motherfucker, and that's it. And I got the slowest car out here. I got no goddamn nitrous. I got nothing but motor car, and it's hard for me to get away. So people,
y'all had
them
quiet. Y'all made them come back on.
Now you see, you shouldn't have hit the one. I hit the one button. You should have left me where I was.
Hey,
all right,
Andy.
Now take that.
Andy,
smell them fucking ribs. Yeah, go ahead. I'm
Andy,
sorry.
Andy, I got a question.
I didn't mean to yell.
I got a question.
Yeah.
You came to the track. You came with four cars. Am I right?
You know what? Say it again.
When you came to the track. Saturday, you came with four cars, right?
I came with four cars, yes.
Okay. Did you ask anybody to run?
I put them in. We were the first. I came there with five cars. We were in the lanes. They just finished prepping the track. I had five cars lined up. We were the first ones to make a pass. Right behind us was let's see, it was Mob Town, Strictly Business, the other one, the gold one, and everything. And I was like, here we are, the Grudge Race. Let's see if we can gamble right off the trailer. And that's how my weekend started. And I'm like, yo, Fred, you want to race? Take Strictly Business Turbo Car and run our motor car? We were ready to go heads up. I said, it don't have to be for a lot of money. We got to make the pass anyway. Let's put a little 500 on it, 300 even. And they said, no, they give me the back tire with a turbo car. Then I said, can you pick any other? How about the red car? How about the black car that we had there? Can we do anything? No, that's the way it started. Then Roy, I asked Roy about it, and I got him a little mad, and then he wanted to turn the pickup truck on me that wasn't there, but at a later date. He got mad because I was busting their chops. But, you know, I was tapping a lot of shoulders, but I didn't get too much of a response, you know. We had one little race for a couple of bucks, but it was between, you know, ourselves, you know, later on Saturday. But I had a great time. I thought it was a great show, and, you know, from there, you know what it was. It was a big crowd there, man. Whatever, it turned out to be real good.
I hate I missed it, man.
Yeah, I know you did. You probably kicked yourself in the ass saying, shit, man.
I was on live. I was watching. I was watching, every time somebody tried to click a live, y'all. I was mad as shit.
I know. I've done the same thing. I've been in your shoes, Boogie. I've been in the same thing. You know, I should have went to the show. I should have brought my car. You know what I mean? What are you going to say? It happened. We move on, and it still turned out to be a great event. To be a great event. You know, it really did. The fucking place was jumping. No problems with anybody. No problems.
Hey, Teddy.
I don't hear him.
Troy. Kane. Is Kane still on here?
They probably done lost. You know they got small attention span, yeah. Bro.
I only talked for about 3 hours. I'm surprised anybody's still on here.
Shut the fuck up, Marcus. Shut up. You're the biggest part of the talk that it is.
What's going on in this motherfucker tonight?
Ain't nothing going
up,
on.
Mark, what's happening?
Oh, shit. Hey, so I got a question.
Hey, Boogie, can you get Kane back on here?
What's going on, Mark?
Right.
I'm going
to get this break.
Do yours.
What's up, baby? What to do? What to do, too short?
You must be.
So I got a question. For the races that didn't get off this weekend, or is anybody attempting to get that lot back in, or the other two parties don't want to engage? Like, I don't understand how people can have a race locked in and get, you know, something happened, they claim parts out, but they don't try to go back and get that money back.
Oh, I don't mind laying them again. Sure as shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, because it's very telling, like, all the races that was locked for North versus South, like, I ain't seen none of those guys trying to engage to get that man at another date, another time, whatever, you know what I mean?
I'm sure
Jackie
really.
Chan and Cassius Clay are going to lock back soon as he fixes his car.
I've been thinking about it. He's going to have to get his weight up. He got to race somebody else first. I'm tired of it. He never did shit.
Jeff, how many times is this now, Jeff?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying nothing against the team. They got a good team. I like them people. But I'm gonna tell what I feel. How you rent the track? Make
too
four
many
five
test
passes.
Hits.
Man,
yeah, too many test hits.
Test the motherfucker through the 330 and shut it off. It won't burn up. I mean,
You got me there for 2 days waiting to race you, and ain't like you come here, bro. You made fucking 9 passes. Now I got to go home with nothing. I mean, like, God damn, I can see if something happened, but God, they run the motherfucker up and down the track. I still never made a pass. They knew they ain't had enough to beat me that day. They're going to run them motherfucker to a break. And you, hey, Mark, you see me down at goddamn Bud Creek. You see me at Bud Creek. I couldn't beat Ricky Fox that day. I ran that motherfucking car till it was time to race, and I put the $15,000 up.
You did.
Raped or not. I come here one day. I ain't never been down a track, never made a pass, try to make a pass. It wasn't. I put my $5,000 in the pot, and the motherfucker stood up on a bumper. You ain't see me going up down there and blowing my shit up. I'm here to race somebody. I got to get that race off, win, lose, or draw. I think a punk out is worse than a law. It's worse than a law. I'd rather be a loser than a punk.
I agree. You goddamn right, Jeff. And just by you bringing that shit up, I went down with you. I need something back anyway. Work slow.
Yeah, I need something else. But that's all I'm saying. I mean, I ain't taking nothing from them, but they call me and tell me you've been testing. They snuck down and locked the gate. Nobody else could test that day. And then say he's ready to go. Then the next, he's testing for 2 more days. So come on, Mike. Man, don't
that's too smart. I'm glad you brought it up, Jeff, because I deliberately told Mike Lang, I said, Jeff Rogers said, you better turn up. That shit you doing ain't going to get it. He told me he not worried, and you going to see. Come goddamn it, 10 passes later, he threw the fucking punk out. Like, I thought you supposed to be ready. If you supposed to be ready, goddamn it, what the fuck you steady testing for? I don't get it.
That's why he needed that punk out for me so he could pay Jeff. That's what it was about.
Well, that's what it said, nigga. That's what it said anyway.
That's why he needed that punk out for me.
We was down Buzz Creek. We was all supposed to race. And he said somebody, his motor broke, but he said somebody threw a boat down the motor. Who the hell threw my boat down the motor? Come on.
Right.
No, it was down there.
Well, ain't nobody throw it down there. I tell you, I ain't saying had a boat in there, but something fell out of the carburetor or something. Ain't nobody, or the fuel injector, ain't nobody walking by throwing boats in people's cars. There's too many people around.
Right, especially not knowing who around and just having to throw that, you know.
He got his motor covered up all the time. He got his car covered up all the time. He ain't nobody was walking by looking in the fuel injector and dropping something in the motherfucker. You can't. Somebody gonna beat your ass. How the fuck you gonna pull the blanket off and ain't nobody looking, throw that boat down. For what? He was the weakest link. That's the one that we wanted to race. We didn't want him to be fucking hurt. He was the weakest link. Always going to be the weakest link. Motherfucker ain't race nobody. Ain't going to race nobody. Motherfucker. He's going to race me. He's going to race me and somebody else. Who the fuck? Come on, man. Andy Harris. Andy, I know he's your boy from up your way. Man, you better get off that ship. Come with the real boys. Come down here.
Listen. That's his game plan. That's what they want to do. But, you know, I'm not, you know. I cannot. What are you going to say? Me, I come one shot. I know what I got there. You know what I mean? Testing's over, man. We're there to race. You know, we're there to race. You got to take a chance. No, I understand what you're saying. You're 100% right.
You're too much. Have the track rental for the whole day by yourself. Gates locked. Nobody can see. Then come down Friday, make a couple more. Get up Saturday morning before breakfast out there making more. I'm like, what the fuck he trying to do?
No, I know. Like, when's enough? You know, the shit just starts losing a little bit of vacuum every pass. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
ain't pissed off, but I'm pissed off. Everybody wants to see the race and it's trying to happen for 3 years, and it don't happen. Like, God damn, like, it ain't like
it's very disappointing.
3 days.
You guys were the highlight show. I mean, yeah. I came there mainly, you know, because you guys were racing. That was the price of admission right there. I mean, you know, you two guys made it for me. I mean, you know, that was the hot one for me. I was dying to see it too. Very disappointing, disheartening for the fans and everybody.
Hey Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what y'all gotta start doing, man. When somebody like that wanna shake down till they break the fucking car, lock them motherfuckers in off the fucking trailer. Fuck how it turn out. Lock them motherfuckers in.
No, just lock.
Off the trailer. Or lock the whole pot. Better stop all that bullshit that they're doing. Because this shit don't make sense, motherfucker. Traveling up and down the road to see a badass fucking race and a bitch got there testing until the car break or they say it's broke just because they ain't got enough ET. Come on, man.
The problem is, he didn't break it.
He didn't break the car.
That's
he
why
wore
I
the motherfucker out. He wore it out. He didn't break it. They don't give him so many passes on them motherfuckers. He made my pass go to six drug races.
He wore it out. He wore it out. No, definitely. I mean, that's why I don't go in the old motor class. I'm saving my shit for the big money. That's why I don't want to bet. I don't want to bet you 500. I got to have two on the number. You know what I mean? I want to know. I want it to hurt when you pay DP or you break it or you make your game plan all stupid and shit like that. You know, I want it to hurt. You know, I'm not looking for that. You know, I want it to hurt you, you know, that you don't show up. You made me come here with all my shit. You know, I mean, I'm not going to burn it down, too. I mean, you got to have a little, you know, you have to have a game plan here, you know, and that wasn't the game plan, you know. You know, leaving the fucking steak on the fire until it cooked it, you know, that wasn't the game plan. So that wasn't too smart, but, you know. Maybe they saw.
After this big motor race you got a big motor race coming up?
Yeah.
Once you get that done, stop hide behind that fucking all motor shit. And put the goddamn
I think I'm
going to
build a nicer car. If I get
if the doctor lets me
get back in the driver's seat, I'm gonna put a little nitrous motor together. I'm gonna step out of my comfort zone and come and fuck you up. But you know that's later. I don't wanna. You know what I mean? That's Christmas. I'm gonna buy something from under my tree, man, and see what the fuck you really made of. But I know you're a tough fuck. But why would I jump on you? You're gonna be the top dog, man. You're gonna be the top dog. I start at the bottom, man. I'm smart. I'm like Marcus. He wants to start at the bottom. What, Marcus? I offered you a race with Sweet and Low, man. I offered you a race with my motor car. See, I still give you a
that
thing,
you
know.
Listen, your motor car faster than my nitrous car, so you ain't
stop
said
it,
nothing.
Stop it. You want to start at the bottom. I'm at the bottom. You want to start at the bottom.
Well,
start at the bottom, man.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. What I told you, I got a good friend named Jeff Rogers there. God damn it. You can start counting until your ass catch fire, and I'm going in the spot. Didn't I tell you that the other day?
It's a what motor car? What'd you say?
No. I said I got a good friend named Jeff Rogers. But you can start counting until your ass catch fire, and he's going to put you in the race. Now, what you want to do?
I can't fuck with Red Rock. I'm going to Red Rock it, man.
All right, then. Well, set your good talking ass down somewhere.
I can't do that. Go. Yeah, go ahead. Don't start at the bottom. Girl, Earl Nix.
Joe, we
got to
get this
race
locked in, man. Where's that at? D-Jazzy. Joe. Long Island.
Yo.
Yeah, get this race locked in. Where's he at?
Boogie, can you get Kane back on?
Come on, Boogie.
Hold
please.
On. I just got to get him on my phone.
Hold on.
I'm going to try to call him. Hold
all
on.
My good, all my good friends on here, Marcus, Flex, Long Island Joe, Short Dog, all of y'all can get in the pot. It's just like taking candy from a baby.
Well, Jeff, you already know you can cut me in something, so. When they get it in here, I'm gonna sit back and read the mail. I'm ready to go in this place. It's gonna be a little loud, but yeah.
Where you going?
I'm going into this bar and grill.
Man, what the hell you going to the bar for this time? Like, go get your big ass home and watch
TV
and go to bed.
Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about all that. As I tell you, I might have to kill you. What's up, man?
It's kind of difficult going out this shit. go. Take your own bar, man. Have a few drinks, man. Toast up at the house.
Boogie, get Kane on here, Boogie. Come on, Boogie.
I just texted him.
I just got to come to me and ask him.
Tell him you're going to bet in his pot there, Boogie, to get him some curds. We'll fix that later.
Jeff, you know what? Well, we took up a lot of time. You might have to send out a whole nother new smoke signal for that fella.
I hear you. Send an Amber Alert, something else.
Yeah.
Let's see what I call him.
Yeah, call Teddy. What's his real name? What's the guy's name?
I call Troy. Hold on.
Troy.
I'd rather have talked to Junior Bishop because he was the one said he gonna do it.
Yeah, he's the one who gets loud and mouthy.
Joe, I was thinking about building me all motor car just to fuck Lex's life up, but I've done that.
You're not doing it. You can't do it. It's not. That's a lie. The lie detector said that was a lie. And put it in that fucking car you got, too. Yeah, don't worry. Put it. Put it in there. Take the nitrous off that thing and come on. I'll give you a spot.
Okay, let me talk to my engine builder. See how long it takes to put one together.
Yeah. He can't do it himself. How the fuck is he going to build you one? He can't do it himself.
Who's my engine builder? Who's that? You ain't know who he is.
Whoever, I know where you're going.
Where am I going?
The hell, I'm going to send you there. The devil advocate.
You're going to send me there.
Nah, man. You can't do it. You can't do it.
I was going to build one, though. I think I can do it.
Nah, I don't think so. You're going to buy village shit. I don't have no village shit. I don't got none of that shit.
I don't want none of that shit.
And you're not going to do it with a Ford. You're not going to do it with a Ford. You're not going to do it.
Now you really got me mad.
Yeah, definitely. I told you. I'll rip that Ford sticker right off the side of your trailer. I'll tear that shit in half. Get the fuck out of here with that, man. My shit is right for NASCAR. I do laps with that bitch. That thing just does laps for 20, almost 15 years. The same motor's been sitting in my car.
Easy.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. I get excited sometimes.
I seen it. I know it had some shit on it. You told me. I looked at it. It's fast. Motherfucker weigh 1,800 pounds, but it's fast.
1,800, stop. You know what kind? You know your car. My car's a regular car, with floors, firewalls, man. It's a regular car with a roll bar in it. It's scary though. Scary.
I guess a lot of
what's going on with James?
PDRAs, I guess they're gonna start parking tomorrow.
What's the next stop for the whole crew, man? We're all meeting. I like MIR next or whatever. I like MIR. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Joe,
they got
what do you think?
They got a race in 2 weeks at Outer Banks.
Outer
Banks.
The 26th, definitely. What's great?
The 26th of May?
Yeah.
What is that? That's what? That's a Friday, Saturday? What is that?
It's a Sunday.
That's
day.
Sunday.
It's a Sunday?
Because Monday you're off. Monday's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day weekend. I got you. Yeah.
That's Sunday.
No, we're trying to get a date for that motor race, motor to motor race. I'm going to see about getting the date up real soon. Yeah.
Where's the guy from?
Oh, he's from the Carolinas. They're from the Carolina Apollo, some car named Apollo, you know. Something like yours. It's exactly like yours.
Well, he should be able to meet you there. He's closer than you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We agreed kind of, you know, he didn't want to come to Cecil this weekend, but we agreed on MIR. I said, he was worried about Cecil, you know, get the radio, whatever. He was worried about traction over there. I was telling him the place is unbelievable. You know, how did you feel about the weekend, you know, traction? How did you think Halsey did?
No, he does good because he's a racer, so he knows, you know what I mean? That's a good
thing.
Yeah,
that's
about
what I'm saying.
No,
I mean, that's our
preference.
Closest. Yeah. I mean, it worked. I wish, they would have came out. But, you know, the place was, I'm sure they got respect out of a lot of people after that. I mean, people oiled down, and they had that shit cleaned up in 15 minutes, man. The guy spilled the rod. I was kicking rods off the track. I was kicking steel rods off the track on that Corvette. And they cleaned that shit right up.
They had that done in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, they got two tractors. You know what I mean? They follow each other, so they're doing double the duty in half the time.
Right. They got the Zamboni over there to pick up the oil. They got 2-3 tractors. You know, I mean, they're on the money. The owner is jumping in tractor. The owner, so. You know, it's a real track, and, I think it gained everybody in the grudge world a little respect where people were a little hesitant to come there. And that's our closest track. You know, we do all the traveling from Long Island. It takes us $200 just to get off this fucking Long Island over the first two bridges. To get into Jersey, it costs us $200 gas and over the bridges. I mean, that's what I'm saying. These 500 deposits are, they're useless to me. You know what I mean? I need a little,
need a little two on something on that number, you know what I mean? But just to get off, it's not like I'm not making any money. I'm just paying for the, you know, paying to get out of here. You know, we lost all our tracks. So Cecil is kind of our hometown track. But, you know, MIR next on the list, you know, I like MIR, you know. So that's, like you said, that's midway. You know, that's you know, that's a good track too, you know. Owner run. You know, when the owner's out there, you know, you see Roy, he's in the starting line. He's at the finish line. He's in the pits. He's in the bathroom. Everywhere you turn, you see that motherfucker. He's, you know, he flies around the track with that little scooter. But he's watching everything. That's what you need. You know, you need that kind of service, man, that, you know.
And then, you go down a little further. VMP is a good track too.
Yeah, VMP is another one. VMP. Let's see how our boy Fox does with our custom tees, right? He bought custom tees now. It was always good. I mean, you know, I haven't been there, to be honest. But you know, I hear nothing but good stuff. But let's see what Foxworth, you know, from New Jersey. You know, I heard he bought the track, so you know, maybe that's a stop too. You know, they're putting a lot of money there and whatnot. But you know. I mean, you could bring your family to MIR. I mean, they got good food. The bathroom is unbelievable, you know, for your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, you know. But, you know, it's a family. That's more of a family track, you know, to me. You know, when you got to put your old lady in the porta potty, you know, she's going to get a little, you know, it's not treating her right. It's not treating her right, you know. You know, my wife would be like, damn, man, I'm never going back again drag racing. I brought her to a tough track the first time. I never seen her again, man. She's at the mall on Saturday. Oh, shit, you know. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, man. We'll see how it goes.
Kane ain't on here yet, Joe?
Nah, he ain't. I don't know what the hell.
He ain't coming.
Everybody must be in the back line.
Mm. Now, Kane said that Ted had hung up. You know, he couldn't get it back. Kane up here, though.
Kane!
He's up here. He's in a northern situation, though. But he said Ted DiBiase, he couldn't get him back on the phone.
He couldn't get him on the phone, or didn't want to get him on the phone.
No, he had him on the phone. He just, you know, we was talking a while ago when Flex was talking. He said he hung up about being in about 20 minutes.
Did he get him back on, or are you wasting our time?
Man, let me see. I tried, Troy. Let me see if I can get him.
I like get this locked in. I'll be so excited for the next 2 weeks.
What do you guys talk about? Out of Banks, going out of Banks?
Yeah, you can hook up with Joe and come on down.
April 27th, Outer Banks Motor Speedway. April 27th, Outer Banks Motor Speedway. Get it off your chest. Yes, sir.
Nah, nothing but good stuff. My boys love Outer Banks, man. They love it over there. Street Lou and all. I mean, Lou, not Street Lou. My boy Lou and all of them. Walters guys.
We going to get Teddy DiBiase on the phone there, Kane, or what?
I try him again. He waited.
We can't get him. I just tried him today. I couldn't get him.
What's he doing?
You can't get Junior Biscuit. You can't get
How
Junior
about
Biscuit.
Junior? Get Junior on there.
Let's try Junior then.
Junior, get right on there. He likes to holler. Wow, he'll get on there hollering like a motherfucker. I told you about blah, 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 blah. Especially if he's been drinking. That's something to be wide open.
Jeff, you know what I was thinking when your girlfriend got on the live feed? I was thinking of my cousin Vinny when, you know, they brought the girl with, you know, my father's a mechanic, my uncle's a mechanic, my two brothers are mechanics. I was thinking I was going to post that on there and say your rebuttal witness was cute.
I couldn't get Junior now.
He didn't know, man. Detroit didn't know.
And
that's my favorite movie right there, Flex. That's my favorite movie.
Yeah, that's great.
And it was good game.
I'm going to hold you to get this race locked in, Kane.
Kane, I was going to bring about 20 people down there, but I ain't coming now if you can't get Junior locked in. I ain't fucking with you.
Kane, Kane ain't up here now. He up here. He probably clicked up try to get what's up. So. Yeah, I
hey, Jeff.
Get your damn
yeah.
friend.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeff. If we ain't doing nothing, we should go on ride down there. I pay half. Let's go try to get on somebody's ass.
Yeah, we gonna do something. But we got to try to lock this in first, Troy. This guy here.
Yeah, let's try to get Troy first here.
Yeah, he was so mouthy and disrespectful to me. I couldn't sleep that night or nothing.
He said on the chest.
Yeah, he was doing all kind of nasty shit to me. He gonna do this and that and that small block of junk. He gonna run out of.
Oh,
he gonna blow flames
over. Oh, yeah. What'd you say? He gonna do some nasty shit to you?
That's what he said. I said, God damn, man. He act like he gonna molest me or something. I said, man, this motherfucker crazy.
Hey, so I'm gonna holler at y'all, man. Good talk.
Boogie,
I'm
gonna call you tomorrow.
Boogie. All right, that's cool. Y'all be cool, man.
Hey, before you hang up, Boogie, do me a favor. I was one of your witnesses. Keep texting them motherfuckers to get on the show.
Yeah, who?
Keep texting them boys. Tell them get on the show. Joe looking for them. Jeff Roger looking for them.
Okay.
He just said 90 seconds, y'all. Y'all just heard that?
90 seconds?
Yeah, that's what you said. I'm going to keep it open, though.
Pay the punk out, Joe. Pay the punk out and keep it on a little bit.
I'm going to keep it on. I'm going to keep it. See what happens.
All right, fellas.
All right, look, sweetie.
Take
go to bed.
All right.
60 seconds. I hope we get this guy on.
Man, come on. Hey, Kane, can't you call Joe and get us all a three-way, a four-way, and get all of us back on here? Man, how do you get this fucking DiBiase guy? He got me. I ain't slept in like 3 months since I talked to that motherfucker.
Yeah, that joke was talking crazy
night. His mouth is nasty.
Oh, he's bad, man.
Mm-hmm.
I went to bedroom and cried. My girlfriend asked me, I had to go in the bedroom and cry, Joe. He had me hurt so bad.
Come on now.
Yeah, motherfucker had me upset and sad. He called me all kind of bad names and shit, man. God damn, car slow. And can't take that kind of abuse.
10 seconds, y'all.
Man.
Don't get the cut off. If don't cut off, you'll be good. I'm holding it open. It ain't cut off, so we good so far.
It go past 10 seconds?
Yeah, I think it's got to be past 10 seconds.
No. That thing is slow as Flex's car. 10 seconds take a long time.
He's shot. Damn. He's shot.
And what's the past it?
I remember that number sounded real good, Jeff. 10 seconds sounded real good about 10, 15 years ago. Matter of fact, 15 years ago.
Man, I was going 10 seconds back in high school, back in the 80s. Fuck y'all talking about?
All right. Shine your clock.
I am. Hey, look, when I was at the street racing fucking them all up, the big thing was I was the only one with a Ford. I had a Ford when Ford wasn't cool. That motherfucker didn't become popular until the late 80s, early 90s, when a Mustang came out.
Now, real talk, that's impressive. You know, back
I mean,
then,
I had a fucking old Falcons and Mercury Cougars, 68 Mustang. Yeah. Now all of a sudden, the motherfucking Mustang, most popular car at the track. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you for that, Jeff. I appreciate that, too.
You got a Mustang, too, don't you?
With a Ford.
That's what I'm saying. You think, you know, I'll be honest with you. If I was a Chevrolet guy, I would never buy a motherfucking Ford and put a Chevy motor. I don't know how to do it.
Right.
That's motherfucking. If you like Chevrolet, get yourself a goddamn Monte Carlo, Cutlass, a Nova, or get a Chevy. Motherfucker.
I'm not really one for the either, but I mean, people do it. It works. You know, I remember the first time. My brother actually put a Pontiac Oldsmobile rocking motor in a. He put a Oldsmobile rocking motor in a Pontiac, and that was back in 1981. That was the craziest shit I ever saw, and I still look at him to this day like he was crazy. Like, what the fuck are you doing? But he did it. But back then it was easy. It was nothing but a motor mount change. You know what I'm saying? A frame mount.
But you know,
but it's still a GM, you know what I mean? But you goddamn, you can't mix a Ford with a Chevrolet. It should be robbed.
I like to mix it up. I like to mix it up, man. I got that little Chevy and that Ford. You know what I'm saying? I like it. I'm no racist, man. You know what I mean? I like black girls, too.
Flex, something's telling me that if you keep talking, you're looking for a little bit of fun on this show here.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what we're here to do, man. This ain't serious. This serious is health, man. Health. Your health is serious. Your family's serious. But this shit is not, you know, come on, man. At the end of the day, you know, drive home and smile, man. Win, lose, or fucking, you know, get tortured, you know, by somebody, you know. But, man, at the end of the day, I'm just happy to be in the park with all you guys, man. I'd rather be doing that than anything else in my life, man. I don't want to go to football games, soccer games. I don't want to watch TV and cook turkey with my family. I want to fucking be at the racetrack with all you crazy motherfuckers because I really enjoyed myself this weekend. And it was, you know, that's where I'm at. That's all I know. To be honest, I couldn't tell you who was in the Super Bowl. For the million-dollar question, I couldn't tell you who's in the Super Bowl this year because I don't give a fuck, man. I like sports where I'm participating, and racing is something that you know, you can participate in and feel it, man. You can feel it.
Yeah,
you know,
no doubt.
That's me. That's just me, you know.
I
enjoy the whole game.
I'll be glad if you get a nitrous car because I'm tired of you hiding behind that all motor shit. Get yourself
yeah,
a
no, I'm going to. I can't fuck with you. I'm starting at the bottom, man. I told you.
No, I'm starting at the bottom. That's why
I'm gonna get a wig. I'm gonna get a wig and a mustache. And they're not gonna even know who the fuck I am. I'm gonna come in there all with some. You know, I'm gonna come in there incognito, man. So that's all me. I'm a stealth dude. You know what I'm saying? I help a lot of different crews. I've been with a lot of people to get a lot of people, but that's the stealth of the game, man. That's the stealth. That's
well,
how you gotta do it.
If you want to start at the bottom, you got to start with Mike Lang first. That's the bottom. That's the bottom.
Oh, shit. Let's hopefully Mike gets it back together and you guys have a race, man. I mean, I came from Maryland. That was, man, we were excited to see that race. All 4 years were in that shootout. You know what I mean? It was just, you know, the cards got to be all, you know, the cards got to be lined up, man. But that would have been a great little race there. To see who really is the baddest, top notch. You know, he went back to what he was doing, and you know, we kind of lost it. What happened to Epp? What happened to Brian? What happened to Epp with the yellow car? I haven't heard boo from him. I haven't, you know.
Yeah, he called me the other day.
Around?
Yeah, he called me the other day. He's back. He called me the other day. He's back together. He got to get it straight.
He's back together.
He's gonna get it straight now before he starts. Yeah.
He's been quiet on Facebook. He's been quiet, man. Tree fell in his backyard. That was the last thing that happened with him. You know, I saw it like yesterday, but I was wondering, you know, what happened to him because he had a little mean car there, man, you know. There's no doubt about it. It would have been good, man. I want to see who's got the baddest small block there, you know what I mean? Listen, you're running good, but unless you're next to somebody, all the cars look fast. You know, I want to see you guys line up. Like Joe said, it's going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah,
I got a time ticket to tell you I'm the fastest.
Yeah, but you didn't see everybody else's time ticket. You don't know what they're doing.
I can look at the motherfucker, tell what he's doing. Putt, putt, putt.
You don't know if it's turned down or not. Maybe they got more kicks. Maybe they're just running on one.
Nine times? He ran it nine times with one kit. That's all he got is one kit. He got a progressive.
I know. You never know what people are up to. Me, I got a piece of wood. When I make passes, I got a 2x4 under my gas pedal. I pull it out for the money. You know, you can't show it all, so I don't know.
You fuck with me, you're going to have a 2x4 stuck up your ass. So you better relax. What
When I race you, I'm going to bend the floorboards from pushing the gas pedal so hard. I'm going to be somewhere in the back of the motor with my foot.
I hear you.
Yeah, we can't race, man. You're above it. You're nasty. You got a nasty car,
yeah,
and you talk nasty. But I like
but
it.
But you said you're gonna get a nicest car. I know you ain't
gonna
get no
maybe, good. Man. I gotta get back in the seat though. If I get back in the seat, you know, once they fix me up, and you know, I got the little help going on, and once they fix me up, you know, I mean, I gotta have a driver. I mean, you know who my driver is now. I got Jazeera driving one of my cars, and the other one, Brian Chin is driving. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep him under $150. I got to keep him under $150. So what can I say? I
well,
found myself two guys that are willing.
How much you weigh? You weigh more than that.
I'm 230, but I'm just saying, I wish I could get in there, but, you know, they won't let me get in there right this minute. You know what I mean? I got this thing going on, so let's see. Hopefully I could get straightened out, you know.
Yeah, you'll be all right. They'll get you.
Yeah, yeah. But the attitude don't change, man. You know what I mean? We're staying in there. The game is great. That's why we can't say things are bad, man. Look how many races there were this weekend. It was a great fucking show, man. Man, we used to go out. The whole place used to be packed to go see one or two races, and now we got 15, 20 races. I think the grudge game is doing great, man. I never seen it thrive so much in my life. I could go there and be entertained all day with races, and even the shootouts are good, man. You know what I'm saying? It's for me, that's why the promoters are doing a great job. I think it's a good thing, the promoters. They're saying, oh, promote it. Oh, they're gatehouse and all of this bullshit. But really, it's not, man. Like you, if two people want to engage, they're going to engage, man. You're not going to stop. Let's say you and Mike or you and stuff. No matter what the people say, you know what I mean? You guys are going to fucking engage, you know? So, you know, that's what it takes, man. If they're looking for a way out, there's always a way out. There's always a way out, you know. But when two people want it, man, it's going to go down. I don't give a fuck the crowd do it, what they say on Facebook or Internet or Instagram. That don't mean shit, none of this shit. So don't blame it on anything else but the two motherfuckers that are driving and owning the cars. That's where you got to put the blame. Don't blame it on the DP, man. You know, it's all two people, and if they want it, they're going to get it. And that's it. But too many people point the finger. They want to point the finger. And, you know, that's childish shit, man. We're not here to point fingers. We're here to race. So, you know, figure it out and stick to the rule, man. Stick to the game plan. Stick to it. So,
yeah, that point of finger stick is not good. It's really not good.
You know, I don't, you know.
I tell you,
I had a good time.
25 years ago, people talked less and did more. You know what I mean?
Well, we didn't have all this communication going on, but you know what's good about it is, look, I get to meet Jeff. I get to meet guys from South Carolina. They get to see the car. I mean, the internet, the networking, it brings a lot of people together, but all these different personalities want to change the game, and they want to do, you know, they want to do it their way, or they want to, you know, fuck around or be noted and not even be in the game. You know, we give too much time to these guys that got no skin in the game. We let them, you know, we let them talk on our shows. They can always have their own show, but I'm saying, you know, we give them too much time, some of these guys. So, you know, we got to put we got to have a form, even in this thing, even this that we call up over here. You know, we got to have a little grudge structure. You know, we should have a hot topic. Then we should go over the rules of engagement and then talk about past events, then have a time where we lock in shows and then upcoming events, and then like an open conversation, you know what I mean, at the end. We got to have some structure. That's what I like about Fred's show. He's got a little structure. You know, Fred's a good advertiser. You know, he's into the insurance game or whatever, but he has a good show. A lot of people lock in, and he's got some structure to it. You know, he doesn't get off topic and get lost for a while. You know, he's good, man. He's good for the game, too. He's good for it, you know. So, you know, we have to stay kind of – we got to put a little bit of, you know, scheduling in this shit, some structure. But I don't know. Still,
did he pay you,
the
he
game,
pay you to say that?
Who? Man, I'm just going by what I see, man. I don't know. I don't know shit, man. Whatever. I just see it, and I just I see it, and I like it. Whatever it is.
Now, whatever you got, you got at least over 50% right, so I'm not going to take it away from you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're over 50% on that one. That's a good
thing. Yeah, I got a couple of things right.
I thought Gordo was trying to get on.
I thought Gordo was trying to get on.
I hit him up. I told him his line was open, and he didn't come in.
He's still celebrating that whipping, man. He's still celebrating that win, and he deserves it. That was a good race, man. God damn. You know what I like about it? You know what you got to put on there, Jeff? You got to put that side camera, that GoPro cam on the side. Even though nobody's going to be next to you, you know, I know what you're going to say next, but you got to put that GoPro on there because it's real exciting when you see a video. They did one of my car one time when I ran those guys from Detroit, and they put like 2-3 GoPro cameras on there, but you really feel like you're in the car, you know what I mean? But for the spectators and for the videos and stuff like that, that's exciting because them guys were close. You know, the Naked Lady and Ron Burgundy. That shit. I didn't realize how close that really was. I mean, they were fucking. I thought was the Naked Lady ever in front?
I think he was.
Do you see? I thought he was there. It looked like he was in front, and then Gordo came around him. You know, like you know. I thought he was in front, but they said Gordo left first. So what, the Naked Lady came around Gordo, and then Gordo went back around? I didn't see, you know, it was hard to see, but that's the way it looked to me. It looked like Gordo left first. I was on the starting line, and then the Naked Lady got in front of him by like a half a car, and then Gordo came back around it. You know, that, man, it doesn't get better than that.
No.
You know, that was a good one. That was a real good one.
Hey Flex, I'm gonna say one or two. I'm gonna say two words. Panic button. It worked.
What is it?
Panic button. It worked.
Why, you think you had the scramble button in there? You saying?
I don't want to get indicted here. Panic button. That's all.
It doesn't matter because we're just guessing. You know, we're not talking times. We're not talking. No, we're just guessing. But you think he got a scramble button in there? I don't think so. I don't know. But whatever it was, man, that thing.
It was a damn good race, and
both cars
look great going through there. It really did. Listen, matter of fact, like, were you in the pickup truck when Acker drove against Dave years ago? Who was driving that car? You or someone else?
When we ran Acker?
Yeah.
That was me in the pickup truck. That was me in the pickup.
All right. So
With the crash?
With the what?
When it crashed?
No, I didn't. So you guys, it was at Englishtown that Wednesday.
No, that was in Acker with the Supra and the 3M truck. That was the 3M
right.
truck. That was that was Melvin and Mac and them. Yeah, that was DC. That was the sniper in there. That was the sniper.
Okay, the guys had GoPros on that day. That was
good. That was a good, yeah. That was, I like that. That's a good view of the race, man. That really just, you know, it puts you in there, you know.
See, you know, when
it needs to work.
You know
what's
wrong?
Yeah.
You off?
I don't think.
How you figure? I'm cooking tomorrow.
Okay. What?
Wow.
Cooking where?
I hear a woman's voice. Who's talking there?
You're ready,
that's it. All right.
That was my wife in the back.
When's the next big race picnic? When's it coming up? I got to try to put one of these fucking things on the calendar. I mean, I'm the fastest, slowest turtle you ever want to meet, so I'm cool with it.
Hey Joe, you on here, Joe? Let me ask you, what that little Wonder truck they got? It runs on motor. Did they ever run you guys, your son Phil, with the Cookie Monster?
Yeah,
the little Wonder. No,
we lost them.
You did.
We lost.
You lost them both.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ran them what, twice or something?
Yeah.
You lost them both?
Yeah, we lost every time we ran them. We couldn't beat them. I beat them one time with my car, and Phil lost twice with his.
Right, I got you. No, just wondering, that
we
sounded
ran
like
it.
That, you know, pretty close.
Yeah, well, I think they got to do it again, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I think they want to go out the back door.
Long Island.
But yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. This is real, you know, and I don't expect you to be able to give me too much after that. I really wish you had another North versus South coming up, you know, before October. Was it September, October? You know, because...
Well, believe it or not, you want to hear something crazy?
He was
so impressed with that Thursday. I went out there. That they were trying to give me something. And the only reason why I didn't do, because I've been on top of Fred's event. That's the only reason why I didn't do it. They gave me a date, but it would have been on top of somebody, you know, he already had a date put out there, so I didn't want to put nothing on top of him. So that was the deal.
All right,
a lot of people didn't know that, but
well,
I didn't
want
to do that like that. Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because that first March North versus South, you know, being that it didn't happen, it's almost like unfinished business. And sometimes people, you know, their equipment gets a little mixed up before the next event, and they're back on the stands. You know what I'm saying? It's really unfortunate. But God,
don't get me wrong. I'm looking at something. I'm looking at something, but you know the problem is like say on a July, it's hot. Too hot, really honestly, Casey. I know if you guys know, if you go down there in July, you know, you ain't racing until about 5 o'clock. Forget trying to go out early. It'll be too hot for you. You couldn't take it. You know? That's why you never know.
Yeah.
These guys from down south, they, in the summertime, they come out in the evening. And if you can run, if they let you run late, it'd be great. That's why you see, I mean, Orangeburg, I remember one time.
What the hell are you talking about?
They used to run at 2 or 3:30 in the morning, Orangeburg. Well, down
what's
there,
the situation? What's the situation at Capitol now? I mean, I'm just saying, what position are they in right now, Capitol? Are they, like, Friday night? Are they back? Jeff, are you still on?
The problem is, honestly, tell you the truth, you guys got radios on, and a lot of people don't want to go on the radio because they said they can't hook up down there. So
that they're not clean, they're not prepping it for radios there. They're just letting it go.
Well, I don't know. He's been doing his own thing, and those guys have been complaining about they can't get down. That's what it is.
I got you.
Basically, I don't think he really wants nobody else to do it but him.
Right, right.
I mean, the track is killer, man. When that thing is working, it's killer.
Yo, you ain't got no other race.
Congratulations, you said it was unbelievable. Huh?
You ain't got no other race to North versus South?
Nah, I wasn't. You know, I really didn't put nothing out there. I'm going to tell you just like it is. I didn't do anything. Because I didn't want to put on, nobody's in it. And don't get me wrong, let me tell you something. You know, not like they wouldn't do it to me, but just the idea is people wouldn't do it. I just didn't want to do it to them.
Well,
I don't
want
to hear the bull crap.
Just say something to you.
Because I have had people put races on top of me, but I just kind of like it. I'm tired of the fucking arguing with something stupid.
Joe, shake
but
the
you
hand
know
and make a friend between now and August. Fuck it. Shake the hand and make a friend between now and August. What can I say?
You know,
I'm serious.
You know, I mean, honestly, tell you the truth, but it's a couple things that was going on that we had a chance to do something. And one was, Jeff can tell you, we were looking at a date. I don't know what happened with that date, and I was trying to keep everybody together. And that's what counts, man. Sometimes, you know, you just don't want to, I don't know. You hate to say it. I don't want to step on. I didn't know what Sammy was doing. So
I'm gonna say
one time he said he was doing something. and I didn't want to. You know what I mean? It was almost like I was waiting to hear from him, make sure he's okay. That his date, you know, because he had Island Dragway, and I didn't want to do anything on top of him. Well, that's kind of like stuck in a rock in a hard place, you know? I'm just telling you, just like it is. It was, don't get me wrong. I won't. I know everybody asked me so bad. They've been calling me up. We got to do something. Got to get something going. We're coming to you. You know, everybody's been telling me. We'll come out there. We'll promise you. We'll be there. Whatever you got to do. Yeah, I know that. But I just don't want to turn around and say, look what he did. Put that on top of you. Look what he did. I don't know that. But that's the reason why I didn't do it. But you know how it is. It's a lot of drama. Too much drama. I just ain't with the drama. I ain't got time for it. I do it to have fun and have fun. If you think of, like the other guys, I mean, certain people, they do it for different reasons. They got their issues. And just like I'll tell you straight out, act a lot, what did I do? If you notice what it was, how much I said, tech cars is $45. That was it. $45, that's all I wanted. I didn't care about that. To me, when the races come that far or whatever, it shouldn't be on the back of the race, period. That's how I look at it. They're bringing their equipment. They got to buy gas. They got to do everything else getting them there. So you know what? Make it as low as possible to help them out. And that's how I used to do it. And if I was to do it again, that's the same way. I'm not going to go up any no higher. I know these guys. I don't mind telling you right off the bat. And everybody else can tell you. So some people are too. If I get Monster Jones on here right now, he'll tell you what sets me once. You got to talk to him. You got to raise the prices. We all got to be together. Listen, I ain't trying to rip nobody or nothing off. As long as he pays the bills, we have a good time. It's good with me. As long as I ain't going in a hole, I'm happy. That's how I look at it. That's how I do my thing. But I don't follow everybody else's lead, like they say. Yeah. Just because you do something, I got to do it. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Long Island, you know, somebody like myself, you know, I like the racing, me and the boys, you know, but as I get older, mm-hmm. being that I'm still leading the team and, you know, I say what I say, no matter how fast or slow my program goes, you know, we still schedule how we move. You know what I'm saying? Because when we decide to go somewhere, we still have to have lodging. I still got to make sure the bill is paid to get me there and get me back. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
And with that being said, you know, I can't chase all of the shows as much as I'd like to. Even this last past weekend, I would have loved to have been able to go to Cecil, but I was in the old Bridge Township, you know, hanging out with some, you know, some things with the old time, with the swap meet. You know, it panned out, but the weather was, you know, so if the weather was shitty there, I can only imagine, you know, what other areas look like. But nevertheless, it pretty much just gave me, you know, I got a Woody for racing all over again, you know. And I started talking to people. I said, listen, you got to speed it up, you know. But I'd really like to hit a show, you know what I mean? And I don't even really know what all the shows that are out there, because when you're not doing it, you don't follow it as close because you're not ready.
Yeah.
Able. But,
I'm gonna look at the calendar again, because I got plenty of options where I can go. And what I'll do is by next Tuesday, I can tell you, show you guys some stuff that I can be able to probably put together, and we'll go from there.
Well,
I know a lot of people kept there asking me, but you know what I mean? I'm just honestly telling the truth of it. When I started seeing some of the dates they gave me the first time, I just didn't want to put on top of nobody, that's all.
Why?
When Dexter said, we got that date, and I said, no, that's got a date. You know, I kind of like stopped it. It was nobody else. I mean, you can blame it on me on that one. I'll tell you exactly how it went down. I didn't like that fact that I'm not going to do that. But either way, we'll make sure we'll get something going on soon. I'll know by next Tuesday, and I'll see what we can do.
All right. And listen, if you send me a text and say you're going on Tuesday, and I check in Tuesday, and I get a blank phone line, I'm coming to Long Island.
Now, listen, You want to hear something crazy? I just want to make sure you. So you listen. Make sure you know. Let's make sure you know. Me and Dog had the same problem yesterday. He couldn't put his show on. Me and Dog had it like a couple weeks before that. The show couldn't go on. It's been Blog Talk Radio and we messed it up. So I wrote a letter. Dog wrote a letter. I talked to Dog today. And he said, man, if you find anything else out there, how we can go around it, you know? I said, man, if they keep going like this, I'm going to have to do a podcast. Because they were screwing up. They gave
either
Dog a month free.
Quick,
what he did.
You know, podcast or Zoom right quick, you know, just to let your fans know, you know. I mean, I'm not going to hold it against you. I've known you too long. Shit. I automatically knew something was wrong. If you send a text and the show doesn't come on, I knew automatically something's not right. But, you know, for those
now,
last
week, I can tell you. Last week, anybody knew I was doing the blood work and everything like that. So, basically, it was a few things I was taking care of. And Crunch was doing a show for me last week. But he got stuck in traffic.
Tied in traffic, yeah. He said that. At least he let the public know,
I found out later, you know, when he called me up. But I actually talked to Jeff and just said, can you get it on? Can you get it on? I said, oh, I'll try, see what I can do. I'll be on my way. I couldn't get it on. So this same being like it was yesterday, same crap again. So now we both wrote something to Blog Talk Radio. So Dog got a response, and I got a response. Dog actually got paid let him have a free show for a month because they messed up so many times. And I got to see what the heck they're going to do for me. So let's see. I'm gonna squeeze him out anyhow because that was wrong because I paid once a month anyhow. But he showed, so
yeah.
You got to pay. And it comes right out. Mine comes directly out of my account, so that's how I get it every time. So it's not like the Zoom or the everything else, you get it for free. You got to pay. That's why a lot of guys took it away, you know, the Blog Talk Radio. They said, forget that, I'm not paying, or they're looking for sponsors, stuff like that. You know, so
hey,
that's
Joe
the Gray. Deal. Yep.
Joe Gray. Is Willie Cooper or Greenleaf Crew on here?
Nah, Weeby Cooper's not. I don't see Weeby on here. And Terrence is not on here yet.
What happened?
Terrence probably didn't wake up. You know, Terrence wake up late.
Oh,
I can text him and tell him to give you a call. I can text him and tell you give you
who's
a call.
That? Hey, Joe, who's that?
Nah.
Who's
Terrence.
That? Bama's crew.
Oh,
Oh, Bama's crew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like well,
yes,
you busy this weekend. There's a big event going on this weekend, so
yeah, I'm not talking
about.
Weekend. I'm talking about next weekend.
What's next weekend?
Door Wars at the Creek. Door Wars is at the Creek next Friday, Saturday. I think it might be Sunday too. Joe, we're still on.
Yeah, you still on.
Hello?
Yeah, you're
Door Wars is next Saturday.
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
Saturday.
I can't talk to them for that.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about
that.
Well,
I see.
And that's next week. Yeah, no, I know week, if
yeah.
we get locked in,
and
we're going to be
no time.
Out of bank.
Oh,
if,
that's
if
that's
we get the
same
thing locked,
weekend.
We're
yeah,
going to be
the,
out of bank.
That's the same
that's
week of Get It Off the Chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look, Door Wars ain't going to let you have no grudge rate.
They got the no time heavy hitters class there.
I don't think they're going to let you run like a regular grudge race. Because they got Northeast Pro Mod. They got Northeast Pro Mod and shit there.
Well, why they got no time heavy hitters there then?
I think they have that class. That one that Mike Wilson started, whatever his name is, Wilson, what's his name? Richard Wilson. When he got
Richard Wilson.
His little class. That's his no time heavy hitter. They got that. They got them the Warriors. What do you call the Warriors and tennis
okay.
star car? And they got Pro
okay.
Mod.
Okay.
Sure they got. Yeah, that ain't no grudge event.
Okay, I got you. I'm glad you cleared it up. Glad you cleared it up for me, Jeff Rogers.
Yeah, we try to get that Ted deep.
Cowboy, how you looking for August, Cowboy?
August.
Something ain't got to pass April yet.
Well, listen, Jeff, the only reason why I say August, you know, I'm booked up family bound, hell, all the way up until May. You know, that comes first. And you know what? I'm looking forward to all of that. But after,
we could probably do something in August. You're booked up. We could probably do something in August.
Beautiful. At the beach. You like that?
August, the beach. What's that, Lion, Tigers, and Bears?
August 1st, whatever that weekend. Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Wait, August 1st?
Smart. Let me look
at the calendar. June. I thought that was in June. Lion, Tigers, and Bears.
Okay, you know what?
What's in August?
Right. Fuck it, June's even better. Fuck it, June 2. Yeah, that's June. Fuck it.
Yeah, I think it's June, 14, 15, 16, something like that.
Wait a minute. They're having an opening in June before Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
I think they're having something, an opener, like this month or next month. You're talking about custom tees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're having something, I don't, you know, this month or next month, I don't know.
Oh, this month.
I mean, you still
month.
Have time, you know, so we could do something, Cliff.
It's June. It's definitely June.
That's Lion, Tigers, and Bears.
Nah, it's before that, man.
I don't know.
All right, you know what? I'll hold it off until next Tuesday. Joe, you go on Tuesday, then I'll just have to do my homework.
You got it. No problem. Yeah, get straightened out what y'all want.
This guy. Oh, man. Or you can always wait to North versus, you can always wait for October for North versus South.
No. This got to get off my chest and on your back real soon. So nasty.
You know?
But listen, guys, it's been real. As much as I love to shoot the shit with you guys,